A few years ago, the New York Times said Agenda 21 doesn't exist. Agenda 2030 doesn't exist. So Trudeau goes out in a governmental announcement and says we're implementing Agenda 2030. Here it is.
Building back better means getting support to the most vulnerable while maintaining our momentum on reaching the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and the SDGs. Canada is here to listen and to help. This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset. This is our chance to accelerate our pre-pandemic efforts to reimagine economic systems that actually address global challenges like extreme poverty, inequality, and climate change.
Build back better. And I'm looking forward to getting started as soon as we can.
At the end, what the fourth industrial revolution will lead to is a fusion of our physical, our digital, and our biological identities.
All these different UN combines and agreements don't exist. Anybody could go look them up and find out they do exist.
In the year 2015, the world agreed on the ambitious, inclusive, and universal Sustainable Development Goals, making a commitment to leave no one behind.
It is so decided.
Just a few months later, we are already seeing those promises transform into first concrete steps for action. On 21st of April, presidents, prime ministers, and other high-level representatives from around the world gathered at the UN headquarters in New York for a high-level debate on achieving the SDGs now that the goals and targets have been set.
We have no time to waste.
Constantly monitored by facial recognition cameras that are able to instantly put a face to a name. Now the Chinese are also ranked, given a mark out of a possible 950 points. A score in the 700s is considered good. Around the 500 mark is not.
It forces us to be well-behaved.
And then there's Joanne. She's an information collector, a paid enforcer who walks around and writes down deeds about her neighbors. Like the man who carried a drunk person home. Things like this are good deeds, she said. But the farmer overheard swearing and being rude? Yeah, bad deed. Her quota is 10 a month.
In countries such as India, there's little choice. People there must download a state-backed tracing app if they want to travel.
From January, every citizen of England and Wales will have a new social credit score. Government and private companies may use your social credit score to make decisions about you.
Search for your name online and a top hit may lead you to this page, MyLife.com, a site that says it gathers data from public sources to create biographical reports. It may include everything from your address to criminal history. That data then used to generate a reputation score.
A bad reputation can hurt you personally and professionally.
Australians forced to submit 100 points of identification like their driver's license or passport when using social media accounts like Facebook and Twitter. Now police would have access to those social media accounts, and it's all part of a crackdown on online abuse. Now users could be liable for defamation suits or even criminal prosecution, and it's all part of a plan hoping to deter people from engaging in bad behavior. Now the recommendations were handed down by a federal parliamentary inquiry.
And then if you're bad, they're just going to ban you from the internet. And that's the holy grail of control. And it also says the police will have access to everyone's stuff without a warrant, live time, and that they'll be able to, quote, impersonate you, to, quote, infiltrate anti-vax groups and disrupt them.
It's not going to be safe for people who are not vaccinated to be roaming around the place spreading the virus. That's what they'll be doing. So there's every reason to get vaccinated.
Australia could force citizens to report their location on demand via government tracking app. And Apple are the same company behind the scenes. They're all run by the NSA, CIA, and globalist banks, Rothschild, Rockefeller money. They are competing only on the surface to be the world ID. They made an agreement a year and a half ago, secretly, but it leaked, to have a secret app embedded on all phones that they jointly control together.
You're watching the American Journal with Harrison Smith. The Alex Jones Show. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
InfoWars. Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies are back in stock at the alexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies right now at the alexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C+. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C right now at the alexjonesstore.com.
It's Tuesday, January 21st, in the year of our Lord, 2025. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Day one of America's golden age, and I'm very happy to be here with you. You're watching American Journal, Infowars.com, Band.video. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. What a wild 24 hours it has been, folks. Wild. Now, it snowed here last night in Austin, and I don't know if you know about this, but we Texans don't really know how to drive in snow. It's a dangerous proposition. We're not set up for it. There's no trucks to salt the roads. No practice that we get. It's just once a year we all become terrible drivers. And so we thought about it. Like, all the schools are shut down here, and it's very dangerous road conditions, especially in the hilly Austin area. And we thought about just doing a rebroadcast, just said by, you know, stay safe. It's not worth, you know, ending up with your car in a ditch. Come do the show. But then it's like, but I want to cover the news. But I want to talk about all this stuff. I don't want to stay home. I want to get here. So literally, I'm driving here this morning. Thankfully, it was early enough and nobody's on the roads because everybody stays home when it snows. So luckily, I didn't hit anybody. But I'm just like just sliding across four lanes of traffic. Like a madman trying to get here, but we are a little bit short-staffed this morning. Some of our folks are not in yet, but we'll be headed in a little bit later. So we're doing it a little bit differently today. We'll mostly be taking articles off my laptop rather than printing them out for now. But I had to be here, had to get in the office to cover the first 24 hours of the second Trump administration, and my goodness. I think what we need to do is have a list. I think I need a piece of paper so I can write down a list of Trump's accomplishments, because I want to remind you that before Trump was in office, he'd already achieved more than Joe Biden achieved in 4 years with the, you know, reversal of the TikTok ban, the achievement of the ceasefire between Gaza and Israel, a number of other things that Trump succeeded in doing before he was even in office. Now that he's been in office and it's been 24 hours, I can't even keep up with all the things that he's done. Honestly, all of yesterday, it's crazy. It's a new world. I mean, him in the Capital One Arena at that little desk, signing executive orders to the roaring, cheering crowd, introducing his whole family, like the new imperial family. It's really amazing. He's pardoned the January Sixers. Now, they haven't all gotten out, and we have some speculation about that. We're going to be talking to Trinis Evans in the third hour of today's show. He's the head of a J6 organization who's been working on those pardons. We'll get an update from him a little bit later. We also are in contact with people who are at the D.C. jail. They've been there all night, slept in their cars, or just haven't slept. They've been sitting in the parking lot waiting for the release. The J6 prisoners should have been released yesterday. Two of them, as I understand it, were, but the others are being held up by some, you know, bureaucratic maneuver or another. This is infuriating, and again, we'll get the details on this. We'll get in contact with some of the people, but yes, the pardons have gone through, the commutations have gone through. Stuart Rhodes, Joe Biggs, Enrique Tarrio, Jake Lang, I mean, all of them are getting out and should be out by the time this show is over. So we'll keep you up to date on that. And to me, look, this is like a personal thing, because I know so many of the January 6th hostages, and I do like that Trump calls them hostages, because it's almost like with all the talk of the Gaza hostages, it's like that's how Trump understands it. Israel's like, yes, they stormed in and kidnapped 100 of our people. They're keeping them in tunnels. And Trump's like, just like the J6ers. It's just like the J6ers. They're hostages too. And it's true. I'm not being facetious. It's like it is actually the accurate term. They're hostages of political nature. And if Donald Trump retired today, I would consider his second administration a rousing success, an absolute victory. I mean, if he does nothing else, absolutely nothing else for the rest of his presidency, this will have been worth it. This achievement of pardoning the January 6th rioters alone will be worth the campaigning and the struggling and the strife and the chaos and the nonsense. It will all be worth it to get these people out and deal that blow to the tyrannical Democrats. I mean, I'm so unbelievably happy that these guys are going to be out in a second. It's like it's miraculous. It also proves Trump meant what he said in the campaign trail. I mean, clearly everything he said yesterday in every speech shows how he's approaching this administration, and is a very different character than his first administration. He is on the warpath, and it's an absolutely glorious thing to observe. So that's mostly what we'll be talking about today. We'll be showing you lots of videos of everything that happened yesterday and what's happening today, and we'll be keeping up with it. I mean, God only knows. He's probably up already and signing executive orders as we speak. He's a man on a mission. He's not wasting any time. And we shouldn't either. So let's get right into it, shall we? Here it is. Wait in 1 second. Wait. The crew is scrambling. We've got to get to the audio. Okay, here it is. Your Daily Dispatch. Told you, a short staff today, folks. People are literally running around the studio. Okay, here it is. Your Daily Dispatch for Tuesday, the 21st of January, 2025. Trump signs executive order to withdraw from the World Health Organization, and more. Other notable executive orders signed by Trump include the designation of drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations and the clarification of birthright citizenship under the 14th Amendment. President Trump has just signed an executive order to withdraw from the World Health Organization. Again, a major step forward in retaining and regaining and reestablishing American sovereignty over our country. Next, we have this. Trump pardons approximately 1,500 January 6th political hostages. Earlier in the day, Trump told a huge crowd at the Capital One Arena he was going to release our great hostages, referring to the January 6th prisoners. President Trump on Monday gave a full pardon to over 1,500 political prisoners who were involved in the January 6th riot. Earlier in the day, Trump told that crowd he was going to release the hostages. As soon as I leave, I'm going to the Oval Office. We'll be signing pardons for a lot of people. A lot of people, Trump continued. Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio, who was convicted of seditious conspiracy, is currently being processed for release by FCI Pollock, a medium security federal prison in Louisiana. Tarrio had been sentenced to 22 years in federal prison after his conviction. He's being processed out, said his attorney. We do not know what type of clemency he's receiving. I probably won't play it for you, but I'm in contact with Stuart Rhodes' family, who's waiting at the prison, and they actually, well, maybe I shouldn't even say, I don't want to mess anything up, but the fact is they're in communication with the prison, and they are, you know, waiting for his release, and prison says, yep, he got a pardon, and we're just processing him. He's gathering his stuff now. Of course, that was last night, so I don't know where that is now, and again, what sort of bureaucratic delay tactic that Muriel Bowser is doing, the mayor of D.C. or you know, whoever's in charge of this is slow walking it. And there's some theories about this, one of which is that they weren't expecting a blanket pardon for all the January Sixers on day one and are maybe a little bit worried at the condition some of the J6ers are in. And it wouldn't look great for the Democrats if a bunch of January Sixers who were hollow-cheeked and frail and clearly showing the signs of physical abuse are all released to go on TV and tell everybody what the Democrats did to them over the last several months. So they may be slow walking it, trying to delay a little bit to, you know, so they can feed the January Sixers and get them looking good before they release them. I don't know what their tactics are. Again, we'll look into this. We'll talk to people who are on the ground dealing with this throughout the show today. But they're being released. They're being pardoned. I mean, they can slow walk it. They can try to, you know, delay another 12 hours or something, but it's happening. And frankly, enough of us are pissed off enough. They're really playing with fire by not releasing these guys right away. I mean, I can understand it's like, well, we got to go through a process. We got to make sure they're cleared to leave. We don't want any, you know, bureaucratic loose ends that can, you know, come back to bite you in the butt later. I get, you know, you don't just go, oh, you're pardoned. Click, here you go. But that is sort of how it should work, actually. Actually, that is sort of how it should work. And they've been pardoned, so there's no legal, lawful order to keep them, meaning that if they're not released, they are now just straight-up kidnapping victims. In the same way that just because a cop is a cop, he can't just go up and grab a girl off the street and say, oh, I'm arresting you, and then take her home and imprison her because I'm a cop. No, you have to do it under lawful authority or else it's just kidnapping. And at that point, as established by Supreme Court precedents, you know, if a cop is trying to arrest you when he doesn't have a lawful reason to, and he's acting outside of the limitations of his authority, you can kill them. So that's the Supreme Court precedent, because just, you know, outside of their legal, outside the legal framework of, you know, their position, they're just a person. They're just a normal person. So I think if the D.C. authorities want to play with fire and not obey the pardon delivered by the sitting president, there's going to be trouble. I think they're playing with fire, and I think there's going to be trouble. And I don't think people are going to wait another 24 hours patiently waiting for the Democrats to deign to follow the law. I think there's going to be trouble. So release them. They're pardoned. Release them. Release them immediately. And then give them an award, by the way. And then give them an award. That's one of the things we're going to go through here. We're going to show you what Trump has already done, and we're going to celebrate what he's already done. We're also going to say what needs to happen next, right? He's suspended the security clearances of the 51 spies who lied about the Hunter Biden laptop. Now it's time to charge and imprison them. He's released the January 6 prisoners. Now it's time to give them a cash payout for the suffering that they've endured as political prisoners. Everything he's done is good, but it's up to us to not be satisfied. It's up to us to remember not to be satisfied until things are set right. Not just, you know, the evil done against us has been paused momentarily, but rather, let's turn this whole thing around and not just release the January 6 prisoners, but get them compensation for the massive amount of pain and suffering they've been subjected to totally illegitimately by this government. So let's not be satisfied. That's the motto of Trump's second administration. For me personally, I'm not going to be satisfied ever. I'm going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. Even when I get what I want, I'm going to ask for more. That's my new strategy. Meanwhile, Trump promises to reinstate military members who objected to COVID shots with full back pay. President Donald Trump has pledged during his inaugural address on Monday to reinstate military members who refused the abortion-tainted COVID-19 jabs. Again, good. Yes, this should happen. Absolutely, they should be reinstated. And now everybody who kicked them out of the military in the first place should be tried for treason and given the lawful punishment for that. Because what is it when you deliberately weaken the military capabilities of your country? Well, what happens when you you know, institute a policy that deprives the American armed forces of capable fighting men. Seems to me like that's a treasonous act and should be punished. Meanwhile, Trump rescinds 78 Biden executive orders, 47th president undoing corrupt Democrat mandates in record time. Included in Trump's actions were moves to freeze federal regulations and hiring, force federal workers to return to full-time in-person work. He also signed a directive to help Americans with the rising cost of living, to withdraw from the Paris Climate Treaty, restore free speech, and eliminate government censorship and in-government weaponization against political opponents. Again, it was just a flurry of activity yesterday. And it was really amazing to see. Finally, we have this. President Trump revokes security clearances of all 51 spies who lied and former NSA advisor John Bolton. So, yes, they've all had their security clearances revoked, including, I think, three former CIA directors have now been locked out of their national security information. Tonight, in his first evening back in the Oval Office, President Trump signed a slew of executive orders and commuted the sentences of 14 January 6 hostages and pardoned all of the remaining political prisoners from the protests at the U.S. Capitol. That's your Daily Dispatch, of course, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, where you can go to get Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, incredibly powerful supplement for 50% off today. That's Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine from the Deep Earth Crystals, incredibly powerful and iconic item, an iconic product from InfoWars. Buy it now while you still can before we sell out of stock or, you know, get shut down by the U.S. government, whichever comes first. InfoWarsStore.com, Survival Shield X2, get yours today at 50% off. Massive, massive discount there for one of our best-selling products that sells out at 100%. So get it at 50% now and stock up while you can. So, this is amazing. I'm amazed. I have to be honest. I was ready to be disappointed. I was ready to go, okay, all right, he's pardoned these January 6ers, but he hasn't pardoned these yet, and we got to keep the pressure on, but, like, we really got to, and I just can't tell you how cathartic it is, how fulfilling it is to just be like, it's done. It's done. He signed the pardons. He has signed the commutations. And my friends are going to be out. They're going to be able to hug their children. They're going to be able to be with their children for holidays for the next 20 years. These guys were supposed to be dead by the time their sentences were expired. 22 years in prison. That's what Stuart Rhodes and Enrique Tarrio were sentenced to. These guys were supposed to be old, decrepit, gray, you know, with two decades worth of prison food poisoning their minds and bodies. These were death sentences for these guys, and they have been granted life again. And it's so vindicating. It's so vindicating, folks. I honestly can't tell you how good this feels, honestly. And again, just knowing that it's all because of us, it's all because we had faith in Trump, that we trusted Trump, that we believed in Trump, that we got Trump elected. And sort of equaling that is a, you know, quiet sort of simmering contempt for anybody celebrating this today who was going for Ron DeSantis or who was counter-signaling Trump during the election. It's just like, do you realize what you tried to deprive us of? Do you realize how wrong you were? And would you like to apologize now that so much has already been accomplished in just the first 24 hours? Let's soak it in for a second, shall we? Let's go to clip number 22 here. America's back, baby. Let's watch. Feels good. Is this the video that shows up when you go to whitehouse.gov now, by the way? Back. Making America great again. The king has returned to the White House, President Donald J. Trump. Again, this is unlike anything I've ever seen in American politics, the entire event last night. Again, it's one of these things where you go, you know, they have to do the ceremony inside. It's not going to be on the mall. We're not going to get that giant crowd. You know, they're just like kind of messing with us, or, you know, maybe it's because it's so insecure. They can't even, you know, secure the outside mall area, so they have to shut it down. And it's like, then it comes to fruition and it turns out so much better than the normal inauguration setup. The Capital One Arena, him signing these executive orders in front of roaring crowds, introducing his family. Yeah, I didn't grab both the clips, but maybe we should, because I want to compare and contrast the crowd's response when introduced to Barron Trump. Uproarious, just deafening cheers. He's doing the imperial, I don't know what that move is, but just like people are chanting his name, Barron, and then Trump introduces Jared Kushner. And it's like, oh yeah, Jared, he's here too, huh? Barron, we love you, Barron! And Jared's here too, that's right. How you doing, Jared? It's pretty funny. It's pretty great. Let's go to clip number 19 here. This is Trump giving his son, Barron, an epic shout-out. And Barron, I'm telling you, he's reveling in it. And I want to vote for Barron. I want to vote for Barron tomorrow. I want Barron... I've never even heard him talk. I don't want to ever hear him talk. I want him to be President Trump's vice president. And I want him to never say a word and just exert quiet authority. Here's Trump giving Barron a shout out yesterday.
Then I have a very tall son named Barron. Has anyone ever heard of him?
Yeah, smile. Proud he must be. Look at that. Dude. He's an emperor. He is. Like, can he be supreme ruler, please?
Thank you. He knew the youth vote. You know, we won the youth vote by 36 points. And he was saying, Dad, you got to go out and do this one and that one. And we did a lot of them. And he respects them all. He understood them very well. And he said, Dad, you got to go out, do Joe Rogan, do all these guys. And we did. We did. And Joe Rogan was great. They were all great, right? Barron, they were all good. He understood the market. And
I don't know. I just love him. I don't know. I mean, it's just funny to me that, like, literally, you can show that 10-second clip of Barron Trump just sort of standing. And it's like, no, I literally trust him more than Kamala Harris. No, I watched Kamala Harris's whole campaign. Now, from 10 seconds of Barron smirking, I can tell he's got a better head on his shoulders than Kamala Harris and will run a better campaign.
My fellow patriots, there are a lot of amazing Patriot gear, supplements, you name it, at thealexjonesstore.com. But we've now added a whole bunch of other really cool items. There are a bunch of amazing campaign coins for InfoWars, for 1776, for the fight for liberty on the site as low as $9.99. Some of the challenge coins are $14.97. They're great fundraisers for us. They have a lot of weight in them. They look great. They're great conversation starters, great gifts, great keepsakes, mementos, and you know that you've supported the InfoWar. So I want to thank you all for your past support and encourage you now to go to thealexjonesstore.com, our amazing sponsor that will keep us on air one way or the other. If InfoWars get shut down, That's okay, because they're a great sponsor. They're not owned by me, and the bad guys won't be able to shut down the AlexJonesStore.com. So go there for the campaign coins and so much more today, and keep me in the fight. Thank you so much for your support.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at the AlexJonesStore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. So as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Turmeric is back in stock. Now, this concoction of turmeric is amazing and extremely bioavailable because it's loaded with ginger root and black pepper extract. Now, you might remember Brain Force Plus or Brain Force Ultra. We loaded that capsule with black pepper extract to ensure that it was as bioavailable as possible, and we used the same exact approach with Ultimate Turmeric. Now, if you're somebody who loves bodies, wants to fight for your joint health, and fight against inflammation, then Ultimate Turmeric gummies are an amazing solution for you. Not only are they delicious, but they benefit your health. Now, I'm somebody who struggles with inflammation. After I spent some time at Eagle Pass, I could hardly walk because my ankle was so swollen from walking around the border and catching what the New World Order was sponsoring in terms of the invasion of our country by these migrants. Countless millions of migrants. Please go to the AlexJonesStore.com and experience the benefits of Ultimate Turmeric right now. Not only because it's amazing for your health and inflammation and your joints, but because by doing so, you're keeping InfoWars on the air, fighting for this crew, and ensuring that Alex Jones will always be on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies right now at the AlexJonesStore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C plus. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C right now at the AlexJonesStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very happy to report Stuart Rhodes is free. Stuart Rhodes is out of prison. He's been picked up by family and is now napping in the front seat of his car. I have it on eye hand witness authority. Unbelievable. I'm speechless. I cannot believe it happened so quickly. I cannot believe it was that easy. It's like things have been such a pain in the ass for us for so long. When we actually get victory, I'm suspicious. I can't quite fathom it. But it's real. It's real. The January Sixers are being released, have been released, many of them. And I'm getting more information about this practically by the minute. So I know at least 12 people have been released from Fort Dix, I believe it is. 12 hostages have been released from Fort Dix, New Jersey. Sarah Field says, my friend in January 6th prisoner Lucas Denny is at FCC Florence Prison. Earlier in the evening, a family member who was waiting outside the prison informed me the prison staff were hanging up on them when they attempted to make calls on behalf of Lucas. She was able to contact the House representative for District 39, Colorado. She contacted the prison and was told by a staff member Denny was not to be released until September 25th, 2025. Representative Bradley told him the president has pardoned him and Lucas Denny is to be released immediately. She then contacted Lower Boebert's team, who said they were going to contact the governor, Representative Stephanie Luck, who was also contacted. Less than an hour later, we were contacted and told that Lucas Denny was being processed for release. This is how things get done. I'm so happy for Lucas and his family. Photos Lucas and his brother right after his release. Amazing. Amazing. And amazing these people are trying to not follow the law. I mean, honestly, you know, good that they eventually do. But it's almost at the point where it's like, they should still be punished. I mean, even it's like, you go, oh, he's been pardoned. And they go, actually, we're not releasing him until September 25th. Whoever's talking to that person just needs to go, and your name, ma'am? And I'm sorry, what was your name again? Let me get your name and your, and you know, your address. You're going to be getting a visit later for attempting to thwart the lawful authority of the President of the United States. You want to change your answer now? Because you either let this guy out because he's been pardoned, or you're going to jail in his place. Like, really, we need to just no mess around. You know how these leftists are. You know they do everything they can to thwart the spirit of the law, and we just can't let them get away with it anymore. We really can't. I'm going to go to this video. I'm going to go to this this video that was just published. I think I've told the story before. If you've ever, one time when I was in high school, my sister left weed in my car and a drug dog found it in the parking lot of my high school. And, but it wasn't mine. So I was, you know, I was very just open. I was just like, yeah, go search the car. I don't care. I don't have anything in there. And they're like, what's this? And I was like, oh God, listen, that's my sister's. But you know, for a little while there, it looked like I was going to jail. For a little while, it looked like I was going to be, you know, sent to prison. And I still remember just with perfect clarity, like it was yesterday. I mean, this was 15 years ago, but I remember every second of the hour or two after they let me go. And this was like nothing, right? I mean, it was like, you know, half a gram of weed. Not, you know, I was in high school, no big deal. But still, the feeling of like when you think you're going to jail and then you don't go to jail and you're just like, the sky is bluer than I've ever seen. The sun is brighter than I've ever seen. The wind feels like a gentle caress from an angel. It's like everything is beautiful. Everything is perfect. And that was like a very minor thing. Imagine the feeling. Imagine the feeling of being freed from 20 years of federal prison. Yeah. You can only imagine. I can only imagine. We can only imagine. There's some video of some of these guys experiencing this, and I don't think I can do it justice. I just want to show you the video. This was posted by A. Kuhn, I think it's called, A-K-U-H-N-E. She's at Wife of Combat Vet on X. She says, President Trump, it's actions, not words, that count, and you're going to see a lot of action. For 4 years, she says, we've lived through the hell that the weight of our own government has levied against my husband, Captain, is it Kuhn? Captain Kuhn, who was at the Capitol on January 6, 2021. The previous administration weaponized its resources and persecuted citizens for political purposes. In just a few hours into his first day of work, President Trump changed that fate on the criminal side. It's not over for my husband because he's being sued civilly for conduct he did not commit. So continued prayers, please. She says, I videoed my husband for my own documentation, but I decided to share how emotional this process has been. Let's go to that video now. This is this is what the average American needs to see, because these guys, these January 6ers, have been so demonized, so artificially portrayed as terrorists, and deliberately the way they've been portrayed in the mainstream media has been designed to limit empathy for them. So the average person sees them and they see some cartoonish figure of Nazism, and it just shuts off their mind to empathy. When if we were in charge of the mainstream media, I mean, you know how the power of the mainstream media to spin narratives and make people feel things. These are the people that deserve your empathy. These are the people that are actually being oppressed and tortured by the American government, and yet have been demonized by the mainstream media. So let's empathize them with them for a little while, shall we? This is Captain Kuhn of the United States Marine Corps learning that his trials and tribulations are over, thanks to President Trump. Let's watch.
It's been 4 years. Four years of fighting, 4 years of struggling, and I'm finally free. I don't even have the words to thank President Trump for what he's done for us. Thank you, everybody, for your support. Praise God. First and foremost, all of praise and glory goes to God. First and foremost, my beautiful wife has supported me. All of you out there have supported me. Thank you. I love you. God bless.
Again, just incredible. Just absolutely incredible. And it should be, again, by the time this show's over, basically every January 6th prisoner should be released. I mean, maybe one or two if there's like a medical situation where they can't leave quite yet till they get things set up. I'm not sure, but there's no excuse. There's no reason to keep any of these guys. They've been pardoned. Their charges and sentences have been commuted. And despite the fact that there was some confusion or hesitation on behalf of the DC Gulag guards, there's nothing they can do. There's nothing they can do to stop these people being released. Let's go first clip 14 here, because I got a video of Stuart Rhodes. I want to show you that in just a second. But this was last night, and this was the prison guards refusing to release the pardoned prisoners. Let's go to that clip now.
I'm giving you literally all I got, but no more are going to be released tonight, okay? And tomorrow is a brand new day. We'll see what tomorrow brings, okay? I'll probably be here with you, okay?
Violation.
No, I was told no more tonight.
No more tonight.
No more tonight, okay?
We trust you.
And tomorrow, I don't know,
okay?
And that's the best I got for you.
Can you tell us the condition of the prisoners?
Nope. I'm sure they're fine.
We just worry that you release them after we left.
No. No? The commander is assuring me no more being released tonight.
Oh, good.
Okay.
We worry about the
I understand. I very much understand.
Okay. Tell your boss. He's from the area.
Okay.
All right.
And tell
them
not to pepper spray
them
and beat them up with
it. Okay. Very, 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 very strange that they wouldn't let them out. And they're just like, well, you know, what's one more night? It's like, no, you don't get, no, they've been released, meaning that every second they're in there is the second that you're kidnapping them. So, you know, apparently calls went around and congressmen had to go and you know, threaten them or shake things up or explain to them what a pardon is. And so they did eventually get released. They're just like, we'll just have to wait for tomorrow. And like, oh, okay. All right, well, how about I shove you in the trunk of my car and take you home, and you can spend a night as my prisoner? Well, it's just one night, right? It's one night. I'll do it tomorrow. No, I'll let you out tomorrow. Don't worry about it. It's just one night, right? No. The minute they're pardoned, they should be let out. Every minute they stay is the minute you're kidnapping them, and you should be charged with kidnapping. So I'm not exactly sure where the – if there is still a delay now or – you know, how many people are out at this point. I know Stuart Rhodes is out. There's video of Stuart Rhodes having been released, and let's just watch. Here's Stuart Rhodes after having been pardoned and released by Donald Trump.
Isn't that wild?
No voice telling you it's a federal prison?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. One second. Hold on.
He hasn't pumped gas in how many years?
I know.
So he's like, let me do something for someone else.
Isn't that fun?
Hold on.
You gonna tell your dad?
Hold on. Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, we met your uncle today.
Oh, yeah? On the phone? Uh-huh. The video? He's a nut.
He is so sweet.
Yeah. So freaking amazing. Now, Stuart is sleeping right now as we speak, and, you know, he wants to make sure that he's legally allowed to talk to. I mean, if there's one thing you don't want to do, it's something's going to get you sent back to prison after having been released. So he's going to be extra cautious about who he talks to and when he talks to them, and I don't blame him in the slightest. Again, we'll be joined by Trinis Evans, who's been running an organization working to get these pardons going. We'll talk to him at the 10:30 hour. We'll get into the news here. I'm just euphoric with this victory we've already attained. It's so freaking amazing. Charlie Kirk has some advice for family of January 6 hostages. If you are a family member of a J6 hostage, go to the prison and show them a copy of the pardon. They have to release the prisoner. Pardon power is absolute, total, and immediate. Do not let them delay. We demand immediate release. Bring them home. And of course, he shows the actual pardon signed by Donald Trump. And so, yeah, if anybody's listening here and is going, hey, well, you know, I have a J6 family member and they're not being let out or anything, you can print out the pardon, go hand it in, and they have to release them. So you got to not wait, not be polite, not just, well, it's the process. Let's let the process play out. Nope, not anymore. We're not letting the process play out ever again, folks. We're stepping in and forcing justice. Jake Lang says, hey, Elon Musk, they're still holding me and 20 other J6 prisoners hostage inside the Washington, D.C. jail gulag and won't let us leave. I was swarmed and assaulted by prison officials, including Lieutenant Allen and his emergency response team thugs last night while sitting all packed up to leave. Our families are standing outside in below freezing 10 degree weather until 1 a.m. when they released two hostages. There are still 20 of us in here. Please help us rebuild and our broken lives. Donation site is j6rebuild.com. Now, Elon Musk actually responded to that, saying, reach out if you're having trouble. So a lot of powerful people working on behalf of the J6 prisoners to be let out as they are legally obligated to be let out. And now it's time to, I think, punish all the people that put him there in the first place. I don't think you should be allowed to get away with this. I'm glad we all understand now that these were hostages taken by an illegitimate regime. You can't let them get away with that, right? You can't let them get away with throwing their political opponents in prison. I think everybody involved in this process should face extreme punishment. Is that asking too much? Y'all think that's asking too much? I think we can open up the phone lines for calls. I don't know. Again, it's like we have a lot of stuff to talk about today. But I also feel like technically it's kind of a snow day. It's kind of a freebie here. I hope you'll forgive me for just wanting to enjoy, at least for a couple hours, the fruits of our victory. So I'm going to take your calls throughout the show today. We do have a lot of news to get to. Davos day one started yesterday. We have some speeches by Klaus Schwab we can get into. There's updates about Keir Starmer and the terrorist attack in the UK. And it's like, ugh. I guess we'll talk about that stuff too. I guess we have to. Who wants to listen to Klaus Schwab when Donald Trump is signing executive orders to destroy Klaus Schwab? I'm going to give out the phone number. The number to dial, call us here at American Journal, 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. Like I said, we have a very short-staffed today. There's only two guys in the control room operating everything, and now one of them has to take calls. Sorry, guys, but I do want to take calls. 1-877-789-2539. President Trump's historic first day in office, 42 executive orders, memoranda, and proclamations, 115 personnel actions, more than 200 executive actions, 60 minutes of press Q&A, and three historic speeches. I saw somebody going, oh, I thought libertarians were supposed to be against executive action. It's like, not when it's freeing prisoners of that are being politically persecuted. Not when it's undoing the tyrannical executive actions of the previous administration. No, we're in favor of the government doing good things for people who deserve it, actually, personally. We also have this, establishing and implementing the president's Department of Government Efficiency. That was an executive order signed yesterday, establishing the DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, to implement Trump's DOGE agenda by modernizing federal technology and software to maximize governmental efficiency and productivity. So he has created a new agency there, the Department of Government Efficiency. Last night, Elon Musk did a very interesting hand gesture. Yeah, it's a Nazi salute. Yeah, he's definitely doing a Nazi salute right there. Very funny. Here's the video of him doing it. You know, it's one of those things. It's one of those things where first you just see the still image. And you see the still image of Elon Musk, and he's got his arm up. And you just think, okay, you know, we've seen this before. You see this all the time. You have an image of a guy with his arm up, and you get it just the right time, just the right angle. It looks like they're throwing a Nazi salute. And then you watch the video, and you're like, oh, no, wait. Oh, no, he's straight up throwing Romans here. He's doing the Bellamy salute. It's a throwback, isn't it? Hilarious. Obviously, he's just getting into, like, anybody saying this is a Nazi salute, it's just such a joke. But here's the thing. It's a new age. It's a new culture. It's a new right wing that we've established. So I want to instruct everybody here. I want to give orders to our followers. We're not playing defense anymore. We're not listening to their claims anymore. We're not responding to their claims in good faith anymore. Okay, we need to all learn this lesson. Okay, here's how it used to be. Elon Musk was seen throwing a very discreditable hand gesture. Elon Musk made a Nazi salute, and then we respond with, oh, no, he was just, you know, clearly he was just doing an arm thing. He obviously didn't mean to. I mean, it's ridiculous that you would say that. Like, obviously that's bad, but he didn't do that. It was a mistake. Maybe you should apologize. But, like, don't blow this out of proportion. Like, we're not doing that anymore, folks. We're not doing that anymore. Here's how you should be responding to this. When they say Elon Musk just did a Nazi salute, your response should be, yeah, he totally did. No, he did. It was awesome. It was very funny. He's such an autist. Yeah, no, he did. That's true. What are you going to do about it? Who cares? Shut up. That needs to be the response. That needs to be the response. The response needs to be just mocking them relentlessly to their face. We don't care anymore. No, it doesn't mean that it's like, yeah, he did. He's a Nazi and we're into it. It's like just all of this crap is we're done with it. We're done listening to it. These words, these claims, this outrage, it's all fake. It's all fabricated. It's all bullcrap. We're done listening to it. We're done paying attention to it. Anti-Semitism, racism, Nazi symbols. Oh, my gosh. We don't care. We don't care. We don't care. Okay. It's the boy who cried wolf. you've lied about it too much. Again, this used to be our thing, by the way. Used to be a conspiracy theorist thing to be like, do you see the way he's holding his hands? That is an Illuminati symbol. At some point in the last few years, it's the left wing, like the Rolling Stone magazine and stuff, going, was this stage at Trump's rally designed to look like part of a swastika? And it's just like a right angle. And they're like, see, the swastika also has right angles. And it's like, you people are insane. You've gone insane. You're ridiculous. You're outlandish. I don't care. I wouldn't care if Elon Musk actually did a Nazi salute. Clearly he didn't. He was doing this like heart thing. He was going, oh, my heart, I throw to you. My heart, I throw to you. But like if he freaking stood there and did the whole like, we don't care. We don't care. It doesn't matter. Shut up. That's my response to that. And it's because we have better things to worry about. We have better things to do. And by the way, the people getting mad at this stuff are the likes of Alexander Soros, whose father literally loaded Jews into a train to ship them off for execution. So stuff it. We don't care. Shut up. Whine, complain, cry about it. We don't care. We're done, okay? We're done acknowledging or giving any credence to your outrage. And here's the greatest part about this. They know they've lost. The ADL actually made a statement about this. And for the first time in their entire extensive criminal history, the ADL has not condemned somebody literally doing a Nazi salute. They said, hey, you know, it's fine, actually. Actually, we understand that Elon Musk just did a little oopsie, and we're not going to jump down his throat for that. And it's, first of all, who do you think you are? That's my first question. Who do you think you are? What, you're what, granting clemency to him? As if you have the ability to, you know, dictate he's in trouble or he's not in trouble? And it's actually not the tweet I'm trying to show right now. I will find it. But who do these people think they are? I mean, they act like they are the authority, and they're like, they're granting clemency. They're the emperor, and they've given the thumbs up, and they've deigned to allow Elon Musk to wave his hand about. And it's, first of all, who the hell do you think you are? You have no authority. You're just some dude. I don't even know who you are. I don't even know who runs the ADL Twitter page. Is it Jonathan Greenblatt? Then you're worse than nobody. You're a worm. You're a cockroach. You're a pathetic little weasel bug person. So you don't have the right to dictate to us what we can and can't say, can and can't do anymore. What they say is this is a delicate moment. It's a new day, and yet so many are on edge. They know they've lost, is what's
happening.
Ladies
and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS gummies are finally back in stock. Now, this is our number one bestseller at the alexjonesstore.com, and for good reason. Ultimate CMOS gummies are loaded with iodine, which we know that our thyroid needs in order to effectively detox our bodies from all the pollutants and toxins that are in the food, water, and air that we breathe. Folks, we are under relentless assault from the New World Order. They're trying to shut down InfoWars. They're trying to silence Alex Jones, and they're trying to attack our minds and our bodies with all these toxins and chemicals that are all around us all the time. Please check out Ultimate CMOS Gummies right now at the alexjonesstore.com and benefit from the amazing benefits of this product. It's got bladderwrack and burdock root in it, which is also rich in iodine. It's the amazing, most bioavailable way to get iodine in your thyroid. Please go to the alexjonesstore.com right now and experience the benefits of the antioxidant and immune support, energy and bone strength, helps promote heart health, provides gut support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Check it out right now at the AlexJonesStore.com.
A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at the AlexJonesStore.com. Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, I thank you for your support.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
And then back, folks, we are going to go to your phone calls momentarily as they come in. You know, I commented on this yesterday, this Elon Musk ill-advised hand gesture, let's just say. And I see, you know, people are maybe not understanding what I'm saying totally. What I said was anyone arguing that Elon didn't do a Nazi salute has failed to learn the lessons of the last few years. We're not playing defense anymore. Elon Musk did a Nazi salute. Yeah, he totally did, lol. Look, no, he did... He obviously didn't do a Nazi salute. Like, that's ridiculous. That's outrageous. He's Elon Musk. He's not a Nazi. He's doing a hand gesture. He's, like, kind of autistic. And, I mean, it's a very funny video. But the point is not that he is doing it. It's that they don't have any power anymore. They have been used to, for decades, being able to shame people who even just, like, make an honest mistake or maybe don't realize what they're doing or whatever. And they browbeat you and get you to apologize and get you to implement, you know, changes to show that you've learned your lesson. And it's just like, that's not what, we're not doing that anymore. So no, Elon Musk, people are like, yeah, we should be Nazis. Like, no, that's not at all what I'm saying. That's absolutely not what I'm saying. I'm saying we're not letting them browbeat us and use these labels to shame us anymore. We just have to stop caring what they say and let them know they have no power anymore. Okay? They have no power here. It doesn't matter what they say. They can whine and cry. And again, the point is that the people who are mad about this are people like Alexander Soros, whose father, George Soros, is a literal Nazi. Okay? See, this guy says, you are contributing to a dangerous collective psychosis. The guy was passionately telling the crowd he loves them from his heart and sending to the people. He's on the spectrum. Essentially, don't give a darn how you twist it and will always speak truth to the movement. His truth will always change, as does for anyone evolving, but his compulsion to share it doesn't. Yeah, I totally agree. No, anybody who thinks Elon Musk is Nazi is an idiot, like Alexander Soros. Nobody thinks Elon Musk is Nazi. That's not my point. My point is that they don't get to browbeat us and call us names anymore and have us take them seriously. Okay? They can shut up now. Because the thing is that what they're actually doing is the thing you're supposed to hate about the Nazis. Right? You've got these people that are actively implementing what in a objective view would be considered Nazi activity. Grading certain races better than others, you know, shutting down free speech. Like these are the things that we went to war with the Nazis over because fascism doesn't have free speech, isn't a continuation of, you know, the Renaissance and the Enlightenment and all of these wonderful things that have made the modern world. It was a totalitarian slave system that we reject entirely. These people are trying to implement a new inverted Nazi global slave system, and that's what we're stopping. And yet they combat us by calling us Nazis. So we're just breaking out of their paradigm. We're shattering their methods of control. We are eviscerating the Overton window itself.
How about here?
Please.
You just crystallized.
Alex Jones, everybody.
You just crystallized where I'm at. Like, I've been a big critic of stuff that goes on in Israel, us paying all of that. I can't stand what goes on. I've exposed it all.
But just like I'm sick of Nazis and just like I'm sick of Israel, I'm sick of the post-World War II paradigm. I mean, by the time I was a kid, I'd turn on TV, everything was a Nazi show. I'm sick of Hollywood. I'm sick of obsessing on Israel. I'm sick of the Nazis. I want to go to Mars. I want to get life extension. I want freedom. I want to stop the pedophile rings. And that's where I come from, is I'm just sick of it. And that's it. Everyone is sick of it. And people that get into this Nazi Jew thing, you're still within that paradigm.
Yeah, exactly.
I am just over it. I've been over it forever. I mean, interrupt.
That's exactly what I was trying to say. Exactly what I was trying to say.
By the way, the global warming's so bad that I no longer, because of the bankruptcy and everything, I no longer have a four-wheel drive truck, which is fine. I got my car. But I couldn't get here because of the global warming, the black ice, so... I know.
Look, you were here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now. And we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates, which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C+. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. You're watching The American Journal. Second hour is on. Alex Jones in the studio. Got an update about Joe Biggs, I understand.
And it's like in Star Wars, Darth Vader doesn't sit down. He just stands over the microphone.
Yeah.
I knew from Biggs's lawyer about yesterday about 5 o'clock that the Bureau's been told, get ready to get him out tonight. But I didn't want to break it because they asked me not to. And then I've been talking to his lawyer, Norm Pattis, also my lawyer, the lawyer for a lot of the Proud Boys and people. He talked to Biggs last night at 1 a.m. And Biggs is in a hotel room. And there might be a press conference today, but he said Biggs is shell-shocked. And he said, hey, thanks, everybody. And then we talked to him again this morning. Norm did. Norm just said, hey, he said, thanks, appreciate everybody at InfoWars. I'm just stunned. And he just said, I think it's the same thing with Stuart Rhodes. And I don't blame him. Imagine you're facing decades in prison for seditious conspiracy when there was, I mean, I know the lawyers involved. There was no case. There was no conspiracy. They didn't do anything. And then now suddenly Trump releases you. And I'm telling you, this shows the new Trump. He's not listening to the wimps. He's not listening to the garbage. He's not letting the left dictate, oh, you better not do that. We'll criticize you. This is what people want. And they want prosecutions of the deep state. So,
100%. Okay, so Joe Biggs is free. Yeah, and again, I wouldn't blame these guys. Okay, there's more. Hold on.
Sorry. And Norm wants to get all the details. His phone's, he's been up all night. He was also telling me the name of the correctional facilities and all this. And part of this was going on this morning when I was trying to get here three times up the hill by my house. And I almost wrecked, so I had to then have somebody come pick me up that has four-wheel drive. I'm not very Texan. I got to get some money and get one, at least a used one or something. But it's confirmed, and this is not in the news yet, that people went to get folks last night, and the police threatened to attack them with rubber bullets at different correctional facilities. And these are people that Norm represents. So I've got to call him back now because I just realized – I kind of forgot about that, like not being able to get here and then calling the office and calling one of my friends, and he came and got me, and I just got dropped off and walked in here and took your show over. And I walk in here and there's two crew running instead of four. What badasses. But I'm just saying I am so thankful for all this right now. But it shows the attitude of the feds. And we saw some videos where people would go and the cops would say, we're not letting them out. But, I mean, we're going to have the names of the correctional facilities, he told me, and again, I was driving. And we're going to have the details of this. Threaten them with rubber bullets to beat them in the head. And they're just knocking on the door saying, hey, we're here.
Yeah.
Trump says immediately, and that's a federal order. That's
right.
A public notice. And Trump said, you better release them right now. So, man, the federal government's just full of a lot of jerks on power trips. And that arrogance needs to stop.
Right. Well, and they're arrogant because they think they can get away with it. And, you know, these people aren't, they aren't brave. They aren't, you know, people who are willing to stand up against tyranny and, you know, do what they think is right, even when it's dangerous. No, they do what they think they can get away with. And the moment that they think, oh, I'm going to be punished for this, they fold like a house of cards. Like a, well, like something I'm not going to mention right now. But again, this is just, it's just such a glorious day. I'm so proud of these guys, and I wouldn't blame them for a single second if every single one of them packed up, moved to Fiji, and never talked to us again. I wouldn't blame them for a single second. They're free, and they get to do with their lives what they want. I have the feeling these guys are going to be very powerful into the future. I mean, you know, obviously going to prison for any length of time changes you and can change you in a positive way. And, you know, you look at people like Jacob Chansley, QAnon shaman. I mean, he came out of prison almost, you know, leveled up. Like, he spent months just meditating and just honing his ideology down, and now he's a brilliant spokesperson for that. So I imagine the same type of thing is happening with the likes of Stuart Rhodes and Joe Biggs. And obviously they know they have a platform. Anytime they want to talk about their experience or get a message out, we, of course, are here to offer that platform to them. But I also wouldn't blame them in the slightest if they just wanted to enjoy some family time for a little while. Can't blame them in the slightest for that. Again, folks, we'll go out to your calls in just a moment, but we had the option. A lot of places in Austin are shut down today. We talked with the crew yesterday, and we were going to rebroadcast yesterday's show just in case, because we didn't want anybody getting in a wreck on the way here. But myself and our crew was just like, we just got to get in. We got to get in to cover this. It's too big of a news day. We can't miss out on talking about everything going on and being here for the breaking developments as Trump begins his first full day in office. And that's just the mindset around here. No shortcuts, no taking the easy way, just trying to do the best job we can. And we hope that you support us in this mission by going to thealexjonesstore.com. That's thealexjonesstore.com. You can go to my affiliate link, thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison, to let them know who sent you. But get yourself a hoodie, get yourself one of the incredible coins, of course, to commemorate this very event. Battle for the Republic 2024 Fight, Fight, Fight coin with Trump putting the fist up after having immediately been shot on the one side, and on the other, 47, Donald J. Trump with his signature, the signature now affixed to the pardons of our friends and family who have been so persecuted by the Biden administration. January 20th, 2025, mark this date with the coin from thealexjonesstore.com, an incredible and valuable memento of a unique time in human history that you're going to want to remember for the rest of your life. Really an incredible time to be alive. We're glad you're here with us. Celebrate by getting the limited stock silver round coin at 20% off now at thealexjonesstore.com. With that, we go out to your phone calls. Let's go to Sandra in Mississippi, who has a very pertinent question that's on my mind as well. Sandra, thanks so much for calling in. You're on the air.
Hi, Harrison. Hey, this is my first time to get to talk to you. I think I've called Owen before. No, I've called Alex. I called David Knight back in the day. So this is my first time to talk to you, and I just love your show. I'm there every morning just waiting for show to start. So, my question is, I didn't hear a lot about justice for Ashley Babbitt yesterday. And for me, I'm very concerned, and I think she is well-deserving. Her name totally needs to be brought up to the top, is justice for Ashley. That man was horrific. He just stuck his gun out. I will never forget seeing it, and just shot her in cold blood. Yeah. At the Capitol, and she just falls down, and then she didn't even know what hit her, and he never got one day of justice for, he never received justice for what he did to her.
That's right.
And I totally think that, you know, she, as a January 6er, she needs to be brought up to the top. And I really hope President Trump goes after him. I did hear that scum Biden pardoned that man, but we can't even let that happen. So I don't know what will happen now because he supposedly he did give him a pre-pardon or
well,
something
that, yeah,
like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah, one of the preemptive pardons. So what I've heard about this is from Libs of TikTok. It says, I don't think Ashley Babbitt's killer, Michael Byrd, was pardoned. The grant of clemency says it's for police, quote, who testified before the select committee. Michael Byrd never testified. Regardless, this is very vague. Pam Bondi should look into this. This is what Libs of TikTok says. I completely agree with you. Obviously, Ashley Babbitt is, you know, one of the people from January 6th who couldn't be pardoned, didn't have a chance to be pardoned, was gunned down in cold blood. And it might be worth it just to go over some of this stuff again, because, you know, we've looked at it so much over the years, it's like second nature to us. But for people who haven't been paying attention and maybe are just looking into this for the first time, I mean, the deeper down the rabbit hole of the Oath Keepers trials and the Proud Boys trials you go, you realize this is the most corrupt prosecution of all time, bar none. I mean, you have people committing perjury, like Officer Harry Dunn, in my opinion, completely fabricated a story condemning the Proud Boys and condemning the Oath Keepers. Later found out he was not anywhere near where he said he was. The event that he said he witnessed happened across the entire building. It's all on camera. The footage was withheld and not allowed to be presented during the trial, proving that he provided perjurious testimony that was then used to convict these guys on what the court called unspoken conspiracy. Wrap your mind around that one. They conspired without ever talking about their plans or actually establishing any sort of cooperation. Unbelievable crap got pulled throughout these entire trials. And looking at Ashley Babbitt, even if you've just seen the video of her being shot, and it's horrible and it's horrifying and it's evidence enough of what a cold-blooded murder this was, but then you rewind it back a few minutes and you can see there are actually police standing in front of the window that she was climbing through when she got shot. There are two police officers who get called away. They're standing there blocking anybody from coming. Nobody's hurting them or trying to shove their way by them. The police are standing there. The protesters are right in front of them. They move out of the way, allow Ashley Babbitt to go to the window. They're there within reach. If they wanted to stop Ashley Babbitt from going to the window, they didn't need to shoot her in the face. They didn't need to shoot her in the neck and kill her. One of them could have gone like this and pulled her back. They could have reached out, grabbed her shirt, and pulled her back, and that would have kept her from, you know, getting into the next part of the building. Instead, Officer Byrd is hiding behind a pillar, hiding behind a wall, in cover. His gun pokes out. No warning shot. No get down or I'm going to shoot. Just silent assassin fired point-blank range into her chest, a kill shot. Total murder. Outright, unnecessary, horrific murder. He deserves to go to jail for a very long time, as do the officers who perjured themselves in these trials and all of the Brady violations, withholding evidence that would exonerate them by the government. So many things went wrong about this. And so, you know, this needs to be the mindset moving forward. Yes, very happy, very glad to see that these guys have been pardoned, to see that the January Sixers are being released. I'm not satisfied. And we need the murderers of Ashley Babbitt. Look at that. See the two police officers. One guy wearing the sunglasses on his head. The other guy with the mask on, standing in front of the door. Now, if they'd kept standing there, Ashley Babbitt would be alive. Okay? Instead, they actually voluntarily move out of the way and allow them to continue to try to break through the door. Here they go, moving. They leave for some reason. Now, meanwhile, there's still an officer right there. You still see his badge on his sleeve. They're standing right there, 2 feet away from Ashley Babbitt. He's right there on video. None of this is speculation. They're saying they're letting this happen, watching this happen, allowing this to happen. Meanwhile, Officer Michael Byrd, there's the gun poking out like a scene from Roger Rabbit, hiding in wait to murder Ashley Babbitt after the other police move out of the way and allow her to move through. And look, and the cop is right there when she gets shot. He's the first one to, you know, catch her as she falls because he was right there, because he was letting her go by. And I hate to show you these images, but this is what the American government did to an American citizen. They murdered her in cold blood and then pardoned the killer and actually gave the killer a primetime interview spot so we could talk about how painful it was for him to have to experience murdering an unarmed woman, an Air Force veteran, and a patriot. Horrifying. Absolutely horrifying. Thank you for bringing up Ashley Babbitt. You're exactly right. And while there's nothing we can do to bring her back, I do think justice demands that Michael Byrd be charged with murder. I think there's absolutely... When you have Derek Chauvin, who's been stabbed, by the way, by an FBI informant in prison like a dozen times for kneeling on the back of George Floyd while he died from a drug overdose, and he's in prison, you know, being stabbed and a victim of assault, and Michael Byrd is out there walking around, it's absurd. I think Derek Chauvin should be pardoned as well. Final thoughts, Sandra?
Well, do you think that there's a chance that President Trump, that we can get that to him so he can look into that and get justice for Ashley? There's justice for everybody else, but no justice for Ashley.
You know, I'm sure he's aware of it. He has brought up Ashley Babbitt on numerous occasions. So we'll have to see. But certainly I would encourage reaching out to not just Trump, but your congressman and your senator to remind them we're not letting this go. We're not just letting you murder a patriot and get away with it. I completely agree, and I thank you for the call so much, Sandra. Very good to talk to you at long last. Let's go to Michael in the Soviet Republic of Canada now. Thank you for calling in, Michael. You're on the air.
Thank you for having me, Harrison. I would like to give a shout-out to my buddy David in Tampa, my boy Kyle in Tampa as well. Hope they're doing well. I have three of my top picks of what Trump did good.
Okay.
And I think the number one locally, J6ers, 100%.
Yep.
Number two, WHO.
Yep.
GTFO, get out of our lives. Number three, Paris Accord, times two, get out of our lives.
He did it twice. He's gotten us out of the Paris Accord two times now, Michael. They keep putting us back in.
Right? But it was like the Paris Accord and there was the Paris Climate Accord. And it's like, how much do you want to put on us and how much do you want John Kerry to fly back and forth, back and forth? And just be like, okay, we'll just keep on paying taxes. Meanwhile, we pay climate taxes all the time, every day. And it's getting worse and worse. So guess what? I'm moving to Florida.
Good for you. Good for you. I don't blame you. I've experienced 15 minutes of snow this morning, and I'm done. I'm done. That's enough snow for me all year. I'm over it. Bring back the 105-degree weather, please. It can't be summer soon enough. So get down here. Get out of Canada while you can, Michael, before they, you know, suicide you.
But before this conversation ends, can I get you to celebrate with me that Trump's now in office? And can I get a woohoo? And I'll give you one. Come
woo-hoo!
On, give me one, Harrison.
Yes, sir. Yeehaw, woohoo, huzzahs all around.
Yeah!
Yes. You know.
What about Alex? Get Alex. I want to hear him from the back.
You'll have to hear him not on mic. You'll just be able to hear him from Canada the way that we're celebrating. But look.
Okay, well, man, he'll hear me from Florida when I'm down there because it's going to be that good. It's way better than Canada.
You know, that's an interesting note, Michael. I wonder if more people are going to move to America when they see, you know, what a real deal Donald Trump is. I mean, I can't imagine staying in Canada, to be quite honest with you, the way that Canada's going, even though things look like they're kind of turning around with Justin Trudeau. Canada's still very much under the control of the globalists. So, you know, I wouldn't blame you for getting to America as soon as possible. That's what we need. All the nationalists in the world need to consolidate. All the anti-globalists, we all need to go to one spot and just make it a headquarters. And then we can expand from there. But you're talking about the top three things.
Texas.
Come to Texas and, hey, secession's still on the table. We'll give Trump his chance. But 4 years from now, we may have to spark up that conversation. Thank you very much for the call, Michael. You're talking about the top three things he did. I agree. Very good. Very good list. Leaving the WHO, leaving the Paris Accord, freeing the January Sixers. I'm telling you, in 24 hours, Donald Trump has done more than Biden in 4 years. And in fact, he had done more than Biden before he ever got into office, reversing the TikTok ban and getting the ceasefire in Gaza. That was something that Biden failed to do for about 10 months. Trump did it before he got into office. He has until, I think, the end of the day today to end the Ukraine war, and that will solidify him as the most powerful person in the history of the world or something. I don't know what it signifies, but I'm just astonished at the success that we've already had, and really it all signals point to this continuing into the future. Thanks for the call, Michael. Let's go to Don in Michigan now. Don, thanks for calling in. You have another question that I'm prepared to answer. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, good morning, Harrison. Good morning. I'm just wondering, what about Jeremy Brown?
Jeremy Brown, very good question. Laura Logan actually posted about this today. Yeah, this was this morning. She said, could not sleep worrying about January 6th prisoner Jeremy Brown. Say his name until he's out of the D.C. gulag, where he was facing two nonviolent misdemeanors for J6. A Green Beret who spent many years serving his country with distinction, never went inside the Capitol, never did anything to anyone that day, but he exposed two feds who tried to recruit him and came for him to punish him, raiding his home and finding grenades, etc., that DNA tests showed did not belong to him. He's been incarcerated for years now. Set him free. So I think the latest with him, he refused a plea deal and had still not been given a trial. So he was still in pretrial detention, last I heard, if I'm remembering that correctly. He should be amongst the J6 commutations or pardons, as far as I know. It may be different with him because I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what his charge was over. If it had to do with the grenades that they said they found there, which might mean he's not technically just a January 6th person, even though it was associated with January 6th. I'm not sure. There might be some gray area there, but that's a good question. And maybe I'll reach out to some people who know Jeremy and are in contact with him, because according to Laura Logan, I guess he's still not free as of this morning, even though several others are. So I'll check up on that during the break, and I'll try to let you know, Don.
What about Owen? Think he's going to get any love?
Well, I'll have to talk to him about that. Because again, I know that the pardons versus the commutations are a little bit different depending on, you know, what you were actually charged with. So I know he is certainly included in the pardon. Obviously, he already served his jail time. You know, how that plays into his situation, I'm just not sure right now, but I'll look into that too. This is good. I like this. People bring me questions. I'll do the research during the break and hopefully have some more solid answers for y'all. Go ahead, Don.
What do you think? Does the boss like the F the Onion on the InfoWars Info Wagon? Because I'm really trying to impress. I'm really trying to get his attention.
Do we have a picture of Don's Info Wagon? I feel like we need this just saved in our machine so we can bring it up every time you call.
F the Onion.
F the Onion. I haven't seen that one yet, but we are very big fans of the Info Wagon. No, I was just thinking, Alex Jones needs to, you know, buy some products from the alexjonesstore.com. Maybe he can win the truck and actually get up the hill when it snows here in Austin. We're giving away trucks that we could use ourselves. But yeah, thank you very much for that, Don. And, you know, hopefully we can find an image of the Info Wagon so people can see what you're talking about. Thank you very much for that. Let's go to Jim in Philadelphia, rather. Phil in Jimadelphia. You're a proud boy wondering about your incarcerated friends. We got a minute left in the segment. Jim, what's on your mind?
Yes, Harrison, thank you. There's a lot of things I wanted to talk about. I just want to say thank you to you and Cheech and Alex and Owen and everybody out there buying some stuff. And I just wanted to talk about not accountability, but retribution. I don't know. We need the names of these guards and what they've been doing to these guys in there. I mean, I'm overwhelmed right now. The president of my chapter, Zach, is an American hero, like you guys are. And he's been locked up. His family ruined everything else. There needs to be some type of accountability and some financial restitution for these guys. And with that, I'll let it go because I got a lot of shit to say. But at another time, brother, and thank you for what you do. You're my favorite geek, brother.
Well, thank you very much, and yeah, I completely agree. Restitution is necessary, and again, this is the mindset I'm coming into the Trump administration with, is being thankful and grateful for the good things that he does, but also never being satisfied. I'm never going to be satisfied, and it's just the mindset I'm going to have at this point. Yes, freeing the January 6ers was good, triumphant, amazing, fantastic. Now we need to get them paid out for the pain and suffering they've been put through. Good, you fired the guys that lied about Hunter Biden. Now it's time to prosecute them.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C+. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
My fellow patriots, there are a lot of amazing Patriot Gear supplements, you name it, at thealexjonesstore.com. But we've now added a whole bunch of other really cool items. There are a bunch of amazing campaign coins for InfoWars, for 1776, for the fight for liberty on the site as low as $9.99. Some of the challenge coins are $14.97. They're great fundraisers for us. They have a lot of weight in them. They look great. They're great conversation starters, great gifts, great keepsakes, mementos, and you know that you've supported the InfoWar. So I want to thank you all for your past support and encourage you now to go to thealexjonesstore.com, our amazing sponsor that will keep us on air one way or the other. If InfoWars get shut down, that's okay, because they're a great sponsor. They're not owned by me, and the bad guys won't be able to shut down thealexjonesstore.com. So go there for the campaign coins and so much more today, and keep me in the fight. Thank you so much for your support.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational globalist deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars is back on the air. The judge is having emergency hearings. Looks like their fraudulent sale won't go through. But regardless, I'm suing the daylights out of the Democratic Party and the big national gun control group that's actually behind the Onion and has now admitted it in court. So, we also have backup studios, the Alex Jones Network. Whatever they do, we're staying on air to make sure Trump gets into office and to back him and his agenda to stop World War III, secure the borders, and more. But we can't do it without your support. So there are all these new, amazing, incredible designs up on thealexjonesstore.com. It has nothing to do with InfoWars. Not owned by me, so they can never get that. That's how we stay on the air, even if they're successful in shutting us down. If you go to thealexjonesstore.com and you get great supplements, t-shirts, limited edition collectible fundraiser posters, and more, you will keep me on the air regardless of the Alex Jones Network. Please go to the site now, thealexjonesstore.com, and keep us on air. They're amazing products. Thank you so much for taking action. You are the resistance.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video, brought to you, of course, by thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison, so they know who sent you. And this is kind of like a bonus day. You know, this is kind of like when you're in elementary school and they don't cancel the school day until some kids have already arrived. And so they wheel in the big TV on the stand and you just get to watch Magic School Bus all day. That's kind of this episode because half of our crew couldn't even make it up their driveway because of all the ice on the road. We barely made it here. I was slipping and sliding across the freeway on the way here. We made it because I wanted to be here to cover all of this incredible news. But forgive me if this show's a little less serious and focused than we usually are because, well, it's a bonus episode. That's how I feel like we're doing a little bonus episode here. And it's also just, I'm just reveling. I'm reveling in the victory that we've already had and the victory yet to come. Again, I'm just trying to make a list here. He got us out of the WHO. Donald Trump pardoned all the J6ers. He got us out of the Paris Accord. He got TikTok back. You're welcome, Zoomers. He got the Israel-Gaza ceasefire, which Biden had been failing to implement for 10 months or so. He established DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency. I mean, usually even when presidents make these, or, you know, candidates make these promises on the campaign trail, it's kind of a turn of phrase. On the first day, on day one, all this. But he literally, on day one, he did all of this stuff. It's just incredible, and so we're reveling. And so we're reveling just a little bit. By the way, clip 18. I mean, if this doesn't put a smile on your face, I don't know what's going to. I don't even know what's going on in this clip. I don't know where they are or why Trump has a sword, but I love it. I'm into it. Let's watch clip 18. Trump doing the YMCA with a sword for some reason. I don't know. It's awesome. Let's watch. Clip 18. 18. Did I tell you we're short on crew today? Did I mention that already? I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what's happening, but he's got a saber. He's got a saber and a toy plane, and he's rocking out. He's jamming out. Oh, man, a great man of history, the most powerful man in the world, just doing a little jig with a sword. Why not? Look out, he's chopping. Wow. Again, the succession of miracles necessary to get us to this point. The man survived being shot in the face. Survived being hunted down on his own golf course. He survived trial after trial, conviction after conviction, scheme after scheme, invaded by spies. His every communication poured through for years. They've done everything they could to destroy not just Donald Trump, but the movement he represents, and they have utterly and absolutely failed. Truly. Truly a wonderful time to be alive. And it's funny to see the way the left is dealing with this. The AP has this article. Beneath a veneer of calm, Trump's inauguration holds warning signs for U.S. democracy. Dun, dun, dun. Sure, it may seem like a normal, peaceful transfer of power. But looking under the surface, we are imagining all sorts of terrible things that we want you to be scared of, they say. All the living former presidents who were there and outgoing president amicably greeted his successor, who gave a speech about the country's bright future and who left to the blare of a brass band. At first glance, President Donald Trump's second inauguration seemed like a continuation of the country's nearly 250-year-long tradition of peaceful transfer of power, essential to its democracy. We are a republic, but that's fine. And there's much to celebrate. Trump won a free and fair election last fall, and his supporters hope he will be able to fix the problems at the border, end the war in Ukraine, and get inflation under control. Still, on Monday, the warning signs were clear. Dun, dun, dun. The warning signs that they're essentially imagining. Trump's swearing-in was held in the Capitol Rotunda, where rioters seeking to keep him in power last time roamed during the January 6, 2021 attack. Trump walked into the space from the hall leading to the building's west front tunnel, where some of the worst hand-to-hand combat between Trump supporters and police occurred that day. It's like they don't even know what to do anymore. It's like they recognize that all their fear-mongering hasn't worked, and that nobody's buying their lies, and we all, you know, watched January 6th 100 times over by now, and we know exactly what it was. It was a total setup where peaceful protesters were fired upon by police for no reason, and then beaten, some of them to death, others shot at point-blank range. That is, the police shot the protesters point-blank range, you know, kind of like, you know, the Kent State massacre, kind of that type of thing. They want us to see it as something else entirely, and nobody's buying it anymore. So now they're going with the absence of evidence is, in fact, evidence of how, you know, manipulative they are. We should play that skit I did, The Boy Who Cried Wolf. I mean, that's what this is, where it's like, hey, just because we haven't seen a wolf, that just shows you how dangerous the wolf is. That's how good at hiding he is. It's like, no, you're taking the absence of evidence as evidence. That's not how this works. It was a wonderful ceremony. The inauguration went off without a hitch. It's funny, I was talking to my sister about this because she was like, it was one of the first things that we've watched on TV that we actually felt like patriotic and good and unified and just moral and just good all around. She brought up things like the Macy Day Parade. You know, there are these things that you watch, the Super Bowl, the Macy's Day Parade, the Oscars. And it's things that used to be, when we were growing up, family friendly events. Now you turn on the Macy's Day Parade and it's weird DEI stuff. It's people twerking and just stuff like you just don't want your kids to see. And you're sitting there going, this is the Macy's Day Parade and I can't even watch it with my family without feeling uncomfortable. There's something deeply wrong here. I can't watch the Super Bowl without seeing some bizarre commercial about with a transgender person trying to sell me a HIV medicine. Like, it's just all creepy and weird. And then you watch last night and it was just, or yesterday morning, the inauguration, the ceremonies, the singing. I mean, it was just, it was beautiful. It was uplifting. It was patriotic. And it was just nice. It was just a nice break from the insanity that we've seen. But of course, the AP has to go and say, oh, well, it looks so nice because that's just how dangerous it is. That's just how secretive their evil plans are. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Nobody's falling for it. And they're going to have to change their tactics one way or another if they want to continue into the future. Let's go back out to your calls. I do still have more videos to show you, including speeches from the likes of Klaus Schwab. And this is another aspect of almost the symbolism, the timing of this, the fact that the inauguration was on MLK Day, and on the same day the Davos meeting opens up in Switzerland with the World Economic Forum and their global government combine. And they're sitting there going, we are the center of the world. We are the ones who control everything. And it's like nobody even cares about you people. Nobody cares about who you are or what you're saying. You're not interesting. You're not compelling. You're not saying anything new. All of the energy was in Washington, D.C. yesterday. All of the energy, all of the big players, everybody was bending the knee to Trump. Everybody was recognizing where the center of the universe truly is. And it ain't on a mountaintop in Switzerland with human worm Klaus Schwab slurring his way through speeches. It was with Donald Trump doing the YMCA with a Navy saber in his hand. That's the future. Get used to it. But we do have those videos, so I do want to go to those in just a little bit. But let's go out to your phone calls for now. Let's go to QC in Virginia. QC in Virginia. I think I recognize this caller. Is this is this the manifestation? Is this the completion of the psychic attack that we've been waging together on the elite?
Yes. And to say, I must say this, I applauded and screamed when he signed those executive orders with the January 6th and the border protection.
Beautiful.
That was the immigration law. That was fantastic. And let me say this. Fauci is, can I escape? Him and his cohorts, they're still going to go down. Something about that. They can't escape. Oh, InfoWars, the most amazing, the greatest network for exposing the lies of the globalists. The amazing thing that you guys are. Now, listen to Ashley Babbitt, something justice for Ashley, where we have the war on a new front now. We were in Germany fighting and Pacific, in the Pacific fighting and Europe, but in two fronts. Now we have a new front. They're on the run. We're at a new, we're at their door at a way they never saw it coming.
Yep. Yep. 100%. And yeah, I'm glad you bring this up, because this is an image that I used quite a bit during Trump's first administration and a little bit, you know, before he was inaugurated, but it's worth, you know, invoking it again. It is the imagery of the beachhead, you know, talking about World War II. I mean, this, we won the battle. This was victory in battle. We have the beachhead now, but the Nazis aren't defeated. We haven't you know, liberated Germany yet. We've just got a foothold, a handhold, a launching pad to continue to prosecute this campaign of liberation across the world. So while we are celebrating, we are having a good time, you know, dancing around and reveling today, it's only in pursuit of, you know, greater, wider, and more expansive victory yet to come. So this is the beachhead. We have achieved it. We have established our forward camp here on the beach of Omaha. Now it's time to dig in and, you know, continue the advance all the way to Berlin. That is a fantastic piece of imagery for where we are now and what we still have ahead of us, because they're still entrenched. The Nazis are still occupying the continent, and it's time for us to get on the march. Thank you very much for the call, as always, QC. And yeah, look, Fauci, I mean, there are so many different ways still to go after Fauci. He's been pardoned out of, but even the pardon, I think, is questionable and objectionable. This whole blanket pardon from all the way back in 2014, by the way. By the way, did you know that his pardon went all the way back to 2014, which just so happens to be the year that we overthrew the government of Ukraine and started building labs, bio labs in that country? I wonder if that has anything to do with it. Mark Milley and Anthony Fauci both had their pardons backdated to 2014, which is a very important date. If you know what's really going on behind the scenes. So whether this is, you know, whether it needs to be like a Nuremberg 2.0, like the president of the United States can't pardon somebody from the International Criminal Court. Maybe that's how it gets. Maybe that's how we get justice. Maybe it's a state level charge that perhaps the attorney general of Florida could level at him or something. One way or another, these people have to pay for the crimes against humanity that they've committed. And Joe Biden issuing a blanket pardon to his family and his friends for whatever crime they committed over an infinite period of time, it's not going to stand. It's not going to stand. But it does reek of desperation and admits how criminal they know themselves to be. Let's go to Billy in Oklahoma now. Billy, thank you for calling in, and thank you for QC, as always, for the call. But let's go to Billy on line 6 now. You are snowed in, I understand, Billy. Thank you for calling in. You're on the air.
Hey, you want to say hi?
Hi.
Hey, hi. I'm just sitting.
Hi.
Good morning.
I'm just snowed in, sitting here with my family and having a bonus day with the kids and listening to you, Harrison. What a good day.
What a beautiful thing. My son got to see snow for the first time today and was having a blast in it. Hope you guys are having fun out there too.
Yeah, we are, man. It just feels different now, doesn't it? I mean, life feels just a little bit brighter after this.
Hi.
I wanted to, if Alex Jones can hear, baby girl, who's my hero?
Alex Jones.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
That's very cute. Well, thank you very much for the call, Billy. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I have to ask, man, and if you've covered this already, let me know, but what is the deal with Trump not putting his hand on the Bible?
Oh, I don't know what the deal with that is, but, you know, that's not a necessary part of the ceremony. I mean, you raise your right hand, you say the vow, and that's official. You know, it's like if you go to a wedding and the bride and groom don't kiss, it doesn't mean that they're not married. The ceremony occurred. Alex Jones actually is here. Want to say hi and tell you about what's going on here.
Yeah, they rushed the whole thing. The Chief Justice rushed it.
Yeah, Roberts, yeah.
His family couldn't even get behind him. And so, no, Trump says God, says Jesus, says God saved him, says God's going to save us. God's the answer. Had the preacher calling on Jesus' power at his event. And so people then start using little factoids like that to attack him when we've got real issues, like he better not try to work with Bill Gates on mRNA and stuff. He just pulled out of the WHO. That's a great sign. And again, this will happen today. I'm not a devil worshiper. I love God. And I have before on the air, and every time I do it, people use it because they're deceptive and they're bad people. And they're going to do it. But I do this to teach everybody. I've said, when you do this, this is UT. When people are doing the UT horns, they're not worshiping the devil. I think the I love you thing in the sign language is similar as well. In Italy, when people would ward off the devil or the evil eye, they do that. So what I explain is, this is your intention. So people say, oh, an image of a sunrise is Illuminati. Or a swastika is Nazi. No, it's a sun symbol. It's ancient. Every culture had it. So my point is, the intention is what matters.
Yeah.
And that's what Christ said. The fruits is what you look at a tree. So what it is, yeah, when you see all these other world leaders doing this stuff, and you know, then yeah, when they're doing it, it's for something else. But I'll have people when I'm talking, and they'll pause my hand. I mean, I have serious arthritis. I need to have surgery. All these knuckles are crushed back from when I was a teenager. I mean, my hands are, I mean, this hand's a lot bigger than the other one because the arthritis is so bad. And so I'll naturally, I've been working out more, they're a little bit better. But my hands do like that anyways. People will pause my hand on air and go, look, the devil sign. I mean, it's come on, folks. Judge a tree by its fruits.
Yeah, and look, I've said it before. We're sort of beyond that phase. The devil worshippers and the insane people are just out in the open now. They don't even need to do these little hand symbols. They're literally dressed up like Satan and doing big ceremonies on stage. It's like you don't need to find these little hand symbols anymore. But I did see a lot of stuff about him not having his hand on the Bible. That's it's a supplementary sort of thing. It's not necessary. It doesn't validate or invalidate anything. He's got his hand up. He's swearing the oath. Like I just said, it's like if you were doing a wedding and you go through the whole ceremony. I do. I hereby pronounce you man and wife. Just because you don't kiss doesn't mean you're not married still. Just because you don't, you know, do one aspect of the ceremony that other people do doesn't mean that the vow is no longer valid. So Trump took the oath of office, absolutely fully complying with the legal requirements of taking the oath. He didn't have his hand on the Bible, but that may have been just because it was rushed or he just wasn't thinking about it. I personally wouldn't look too much into it, especially when you have people, you know, nowadays you got people, congressmen and senators who have taken the oath of office on like a book by Bill Gates, you know, or a brief history of time, and they're atheists. So they take their oath on a book of science or, you know, any other, you know, piece of literature. It's a symbolic thing. He took the vow. He took the oath. It is legally binding. Him having his hand on the Bible is immaterial at the end of the day. Although I did see, you know, people were suspicious of that. And I don't, you know, really blame you. These, you know, why have a Bible to put your hand on if it doesn't matter? So I do think we should stick to the forms of these. It's just in this particular case, I think it was not on purpose. And legally, it means nothing as far as I can tell. I think that's the way it lays. Does that make sense to you, Billy?
Yeah, it does, man. Thanks for clearing that up. And how cool. What a great day, man. Get to say hi to Alex Jones. Like, what could be better, man?
Better? It's just getting better and better. Well, enjoy your snow day. I can tell your kids are getting bored. They want to go outside and catch a cold. Thank you very much for the call, Billy. I do appreciate it. Let's go to Andrew in New York. Uh-oh. Wait, hold on, folks. We've got a special guest, folks, in studio. It is the President of the United States.
Trump. We have a really great economy. America's back. Got us out of the UN. A lot of people are going to get in a lot of trouble in the deep state. Harrison's doing a good job. Yeah, I didn't put my hand on the Bible. I'm a devil. Oh. I know.
Where's your sword? We need a sword for Trump. He doesn't. He looked empty without a sword.
The devil didn't want Kamala in. He wanted me in. So. See you later, Harrison.
Donald Trump, ladies and gentlemen. It's kind of a freaky mask. It's not as handsome as Donald Trump is, I have to say. All right. More calls now. We'll go to Andrew in New York. Andrew, thank you for calling in. You're on the air on this bonus episode of American Journal.
Hi, so there's two books from the 1800s, both written by Ingersoll Lockwood.
Yeah.
There's also Ingersoll Lockwood is also rumored to be Lynn Wood, a modern day lawyer. So one book is about Barron Trump. It's called Baron Trump's Marvelous Underground Journey from the 1800s.
Yep.
And the other book is called The Last President, about a tumultuous time when Trump is the president. I think that's about 2016, 2017. Also, yeah, so time travel is also a big like part of the irregular fifth generational asymmetric warfare. Yeah, Trump also his house Bedminster. He bought the flux capacitor from Back to the Future. Yeah, Back to the Future has a lot of predictive programming in it too, and it's actually I think Biff was a character who's supposed to be Donald Trump.
Yeah, I mean, these books, have you read the books, Andrew?
I haven't actually read them. I heard about, like, from some shows on Rumble, like Tronanon was on Rumble. He talks about it a lot.
I can explain to you. I mean, they are freaky, and this is one of those places where you go, there might not be anything to this. This might all be coincidence. It's totally understandable how it would be coincidence.
Well, I think it's time distillation, like the Operation Looking Glass.
Yeah.
Well, and it's like technology combined with remote viewing.
Right, and you look into it and you're like, okay, so there's one book called Baron Trump's Marvelous Underground Adventure, and it's about the Hollow Earth, and it's about time travel, and it's about this character named Baron Trump who's led around by a guide named Don, and it's like this is wild. Even the picture of the kid kind of looked like Baron back at the time when Baron was like 9 or 8 or 9 years old. And then the same author came out with a book called The Last President. And the opening chapters of that book are like the newly elected president sat in his penthouse suite on Fifth Avenue in his golden tower and looked down at the mobs of people rioting. And it was so eerily accurate to Donald Trump, like where the building was, where this guy was. He was the last president. He was elected. It was all of this social strife. And I mean, it's an interesting book. You can find the PDFs and read it, and it really, it'll make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. You go, wow, this seems like it's predicting our world today. And then you learn about Donald Trump's uncle, who was the agent in charge of, you know, researching and filing away all of Tesla's patents after Tesla died. He, you know, John Trump was the one that went in and got all the information. And it's this weird, like, nether zone between, wow, what a crazy coincidence. And, like, is this some sort of Nephilim time travel super occult conspiracy going on? Because both of these things seem almost equally possible at this point. It truly is bizarre. The Last President book, I think it was called Last President 1905 or something like that. And then Baron Trump's Marvelous Underground Adventure. Very strange similarities. And then there's other ones like, I guess, who was the Nazi that got us to the moon? What was that guy's name?
Werner von Braun.
Apparently he wrote a book about a guy settling Mars in the future, and his name was Elon. Have you heard of that one?
Yeah, I heard about that briefly. I haven't heard too much about it other than what you basically just said. I think it's probably connected to like the same like remote viewing type of time distillation. I think also there's supposed to be a thing in the sky that has like the looking glass like technology.
Mm.
Something like
that. Well, look, it's all very, very interesting. You can definitely go down some rabbit holes, and I don't know, it's sort of the type of rabbit hole you go down to the bottom of and you're like, wow, I feel like I know less than when I started, because you open up so many new vistas of reality that you didn't even know existed previously. It's really fascinating stuff. We could be in a simulation for sure. I would not be surprised in the slightest.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Turmeric is back in stock. Now, this concoction of turmeric is amazing and extremely bioavailable because it's loaded with ginger root and black pepper extract. Now, you might remember BrainForce Plus or BrainForce Ultra. We loaded that capsule with black pepper extract to ensure that it was as bioavailable as possible, and we used the same exact approach with Ultimate Turmeric. Now, if you're somebody who loves bodies, wants to fight for your joint health, and fight against inflammation, then Ultimate Ultimate Turmeric Gummies are an amazing solution for you. Not only are they delicious, but they benefit your health. Now, I'm somebody who struggles with inflammation. After I spent some time at Eagle Pass, I could hardly walk because my ankle was so swollen from walking around the border and catching what the New World Order was sponsoring in terms of the invasion of our country by these migrants. Countless millions of migrants. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com and experience the benefits of Ultimate Turmeric right now. Not only because it's amazing for your health and inflammation and your joints, but because by doing so, you're keeping InfoWars on the air, fighting for this crew, and ensuring that Alex Jones will always be on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS Gummies are finally back in stock. Now, this is our number one bestseller at thealexjonesstore.com, and for good reason. Ultimate CMOS Gummies are loaded with iodine, which we know that our thyroid needs in order to effectively detox our bodies from all the pollutants and toxins that are in the food, water, and air that we breathe. Folks, we are under relentless assault from the New World Order. They're trying to shut down InfoWars, they're trying to silence Alex Jones, and they're trying to attack our minds and our bodies with all these toxins and chemicals that are all around us all the time. Please check out Ultimate CMOS Gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com and benefit from the amazing benefits of this product. It's got bladderwrack and burdock root in it, which is also rich in iodine. It's the amazing, most bioavailable way to get iodine in your thyroid. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and experience the benefits of the antioxidant and immune support, energy and bone strength, helps promote heart health, provides gut support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Check it out right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of American Journal is on InfoWars.com, band.video. Please do share that link. I'm going to go to a video here of Elon Musk's speech. And I know our side is pretty split on Elon Musk, but the fact is he has done incredible things. He has been an incredible benefit to our side. He has brought to bear incredible resources. And I don't understand why people have a hard time with this, because isn't this what you would do? I mean, if you were Elon Musk, isn't this what you would do? Don't you care about the future of Earth and your children? And don't you want to, you know, use your influence to positively contribute to mankind? This is the thing. This is what I don't understand. We all get that impulse because we all have that impulse. If you watch InfoWars, if you're, you know, a family man and committed to stuff like this, I don't get why people have a hard time understanding that Elon Musk is like you. I mean, he seems genuinely to care about, you know, his impact on Earth, and he wants it to be a positive one. And I, for one, thank him for that. Here's Elon Musk yesterday at the presidential parade. The double fist pump. Got his own move here.
This is what victory feels like. Yeah! And this was no ordinary victory. This was a fork in the road of human civilization.
Okay.
This you know, there are elections that come and go. Some elections are, you know, important, some are not, but this one really matters. And I just want to say thank you for making it happen. Thank you. My heart goes out to you. It is thanks to you that the future of civilization is assured. Thanks to you. We're going to have safe cities, finally, safe cities, secure borders, sensible spending, basic stuff. And we're going to take Doge to Mars. I mean, can you imagine how awesome it will be to have American astronauts plant the flag on another planet for the first time? Bam! Bam! Yeah! How inspiring would that be? You know, there's always problems in life. You know, there's this problem, solve that problem, solve that problem. But you know, there need to be things that inspire you.
There need to be things that make you glad to wake up in the morning and say, I'm looking forward to the future. Yeah. I love you guys. So. And let me tell you, I'm going to work my ass off for you guys. So, I really will. I really will. So, and, yeah. But I'm super fired up for the future. It's going to be very exciting. As the president said, we're going to have a golden age. It's going to be fantastic. And one of the fundamental things, one of the most American values that I love is optimism. And this feeling like we're gonna make the future good. We're gonna make it good. So, man, I can't wait. This is gonna be fantastic. So thank you again. And yeah. I'm just so excited about the future. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
See, this is what I don't understand with people who don't trust Elon. I mean, isn't that how you would be? If you were a trillionaire, wouldn't you also want to make the future good? I love this guy. I love what he's doing. I'm trying to let him put a chip in my brain.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C Gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now. And we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C Gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C Plus. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
To keep my hands on myself.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of the American Journal is on. I'm taking your calls. You know, we're supposed to be joined by Trinis Evans, who runs a January 6th organization helping to free the hostages. But I think he stayed up all night trying to get him free, and is sleeping right now. At least that's our guest. We're having trouble getting a hold of him. Just full transparency here, because I did mention we were gonna have Trinis Evans on, but it might look like we're not gonna have him on later this hour. We may if he contacts us, but obviously he's got very important things to do, since some people in the federal justice system are not adhering to the lawfully ordered pardons of these people. So obviously, first things first. But we're celebrating, we're reveling, we are congratulating ourselves in achieving this miraculous return to power for Donald Trump. And it's a beautiful thing. It really is. By the way, people are asking about the oath, his hand not on the Bible. Again, that's sort of it's a symbolic thing, but it's not totally necessary. He still took the oath. It's still totally valid. And I remembered that, so help me God, at the end of oaths. I thought this was established, but I guess I was just looking it up on Grok. I figured that was the easiest way to find the instance. I asked, you know, where did that phrase, so help me God, come from? And I remembered it being George Washington saying it when he took his oath of office. Even though it wasn't included in the oath, he added, you know, so help me God. And then it became a thing. That's what I remember. But apparently this is just sort of folklore, and we're not really sure where it came from. The lore surrounding George Washington's use of So Help Me God during his presidential oath of office in 1789 centers around a blend of historical tradition, romanticized storytelling, and a lack of definitive evidence. On April 30th, 1789, George Washington was sworn in as the first president at Federal Hall in New York City. The Constitution specifies the oath for the president, but does not include the phrase, So Help Me God. The claim is that after repeating the oath as prescribed by the Constitution, Washington spontaneously added, So Help Me God, kiss the Bible, and thus set a precedent for future presidents. So, you know, if they didn't include So Help Me God, people would say, well, what does that mean? It's like, well, some of these things are just tradition. Sometimes other things get incorporated and they become part of the tradition. But the oath is the oath, and it's legally binding whether you have your hand on a Bible or a coloring book. It doesn't really matter. The oath is the oath, and swearing it is legally binding. So that's that. Let's go to your calls. We got some more calls to get to. Let's go to Chaz in New York. Chaz, thank you very much for calling in. You're on the air about J6 releases of the J6 prisoners. Go ahead, Chaz.
Yeah, I can actually confirm that some of my friends have been released. And beautiful. That's really awesome. I was like kind of expecting that this would take maybe months and months or something like that.
Right.
And there'd be debates and everything. Apparently Enrique Tarrio is out. He's also a friend of mine. Yeah, by the way, I was involved with a fraternity that tends to wear black and yellow. You know, I've been on break with them.
The terrorist organization, the terrorist
April
menace.
2023.
The domestic terrorist menace, who we haven't had a moment of peace from. Yeah. God bless. God bless the Proud Boys.
We haven't had a moment of peace from them, even though they really haven't been that active over the past couple of years. Like, I just had to take a break because, like, I don't know, I moved, like, kind of far away from where my local chapter was, and, you know, it just got really inconvenient. I might join up again and all that. I'll probably have to name those five breakfast cereals again.
You know, it's the type of thing that, you know, the Proud Boys were created at a certain time in American, you know, political history where, you know, the left was just going around beating people up and, you know, savagely attacking innocent Trump supporters, and nobody was defending them and the cops wouldn't defend them. And so, you know, the Trump supporters said, hell, if you're not going to defend us, we're going to defend ourselves. And when we see, you know, mothers and children being attacked by Antifa, we're not going to stand for that. We don't have to stand for that.
I mean, it wasn't just about that, though. It was also
the fraternity, the companionship,
the fraternity, the brotherhood,
the celebration
like
of masculinity and Western values. Absolutely. I'm 100% for it. But obviously, you know, it came about in this very raucous and violent time period. And it sort of embraced that. And in a way, you know, it kind of reminds me of January 6th, where, you know, Trump supporters watched for a year as left wingers burned down, you know, police departments, and everybody in the media and in positions of power in the authority said, well, you know, the riots are the language of the unheard. And, you know, they burned down our building. Let's give them what they want. You know, let's do what they say after they burn down our building. So it's kind of like, you know, we looked around and went, OK, that's the rule set we're playing by. Let's play by that rule set. Yeah. Only to then get smacked in the face where it's no, that's the rule set for them. If you try that, you're a terrorist and you'll be taken down. And I feel like the same thing kind of happened with the Proud Boys, where it's like, okay, if they're going to have street gangs going around beating people up, we're going to have street gangs going around beating people up. The thing is,
I don't think that it's a street gang at all.
But you see what I'm saying? What I'm saying is that it came about in a time where this was the sort of established practice of, you know, political rumbles in the street.
Having strong men at protests.
100%.
What you were just saying, like, you know, like those leftists, you know, basically, like, you know, even like Molotov cocktails, like, what the heck?
Oh, I know. No, we watched it all. Like, I remember it very clearly. I mean, women and children, and, you know, obviously the media kept going, everywhere Trump goes, violence ensues. And it's just like a family of three walking into a Trump rally and a bunch of, you know, crazy illegal immigrant Antifa scumbags throwing rocks at them. And they're like, see how violent Trump supporters are? It was total insanity. Trust me, we were there. We remember it all. What I'm saying is that, you know, I would like to see the Proud Boys, you know, be a force. I would like to see the Proud Boys, you know, continue to be what they were, which was a brotherhood, a group of dudes getting together and just hanging out and doing things that dudes do. There used to be a lot of clubs like that, actually. There used to be plenty of clubs in America, you know, along those same lines. I think now would be a time to reform it. And just understand, like, okay, we're not really in the phase that we were in when the Proud Boys were created. It's a new phase now. We don't have the big rumbles in the street. It's not about street brawls or protecting, you know, Trump supporters from Antifa. Certainly, they're still a part of that. But, you know, just as a political movement or as just a networking organization, I think that the Proud Boys need to experience a resurgence, if for no other reason than to piss off the people that spent years, you know, getting them legally designated as a terrorist group. It's totally absurd. And I like the Proud Boys personally. I'm not one, but I like them. Thank you very much for the call, Chaz. Let's go to Harrington in West Virginia or Western Virginia. Harrington, you're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. I'm sorry. Let me turn my volume down here. Hey, thanks for doing the show. I appreciate you guys always being out there, and Alex for all the years and years of work he's done for freedom.
Thank you.
I'm grateful to all the people who are part of this movement of awakening. And yesterday was a great day for America, getting our country back from the communists. But I wanted to remind everybody that we can't do it alone. Obviously, God's in control, but we have to do our part too. It's we the people, not just the president, right? We have to stand up with him and for him, and we start by that in our counties. I basically want to make a point about our freedom comes from us, our birth, not from God. I mean, from God, excuse me, not from the government,
right?
Not from politicians, right? So we have to stand for our freedom and protect it, like Thomas Jefferson said, or Benjamin Franklin told that woman, you have to keep the republic. You know, you have to fight for it, or you can't just let it be taken from you. And that's what these fuckers have done to us. Excuse my language. But,
trust me, I understand. Trust me, I understand inclination, but do try to watch language. We are on terrestrial radio. Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like a house. If you have a really nice, perfect house in perfect condition, you know, what's going to happen if you just don't do anything to upkeep it? It's going to fall apart. It's going to collapse. The roof is going to cave in and the mold is going to spread and rats are going to get in. You have to constantly be repairing your house. It's like we have to constantly be upkeeping our republic and making sure and maintaining all of the systems and making sure everybody's on the right page and making sure that we are indoctrinating our children with good beliefs rather than the left indoctrinating them into suicidal altruism and you know, sexual deviancy. So, yeah, you're exactly right. It's, you know, it's a republic if you can keep it. It's basically we have some major housekeeping and house repairs to do because the leftists have been taking a jackhammer to our foundation for the last several decades. And we have to stop them from doing that and repair the damage that they've done. So I completely agree. Final thoughts, Harrington?
Yeah, the big thing that I wanted to make a point about was our freedoms come from our own standing in life, okay? So if you don't stand up for the freedom that you have and you just keep letting everybody take you from you, acquiesce. We are all in a contract with one another and with the governments and with anybody you're involved with, you're in a contract. If that contract is screwing you over, don't continue it. Mm. Now, I'm telling you right now, the governments and the counties have too much power because of taxation on property. You can contract with the government and pay taxes on it if you want, but it's a contract. That means it's agreement on both sides. If you don't want to agree to somebody pointing a gun at your head saying you better do this or I'm going to take your stuff, then stop contracting with them. My county tried to steal my home over 30 years over taxes, and the mortgage company swooped in, paid that tax, and turned around and tried to charge me a huge exorbitant amount and tripled my house, and I couldn't afford it, so I had to sell my home under duress. I didn't want to sell my home for 30 years, but these people screwed me over and put me in a position, not unlike so many others in our country who have lost their homes because of fraudulent practices. Well, that all is about to end. that all is about to end because the truth is coming out about the fraudulent practices in financial institutions and in our counties. So my point is, everybody, at some point in time, I'm trying to get everybody together where we can get go to the counties and protest the fact that they're taxing our property. We take the money out of their pockets. They can't keep doing this illegal crap. We have to get elections or selections under control, and we do it by controlling our counties. What is it? The people control the counties. The counties control the states, and the state control the union. But with that, I'll stop. But well, I appreciate you guys letting me.
Well, thank you very much. And, of course, what you're talking about is getting back to being a republic. The way you just described it, the almost pyramid structure that you just described, is the proper function of our government. That is how it's supposed to be. I point to all the time the 17th Amendment passed in 1913, by the way, the same year the FBI and the IRS and, you know, income tax, all these things were established the year before World War One broke out, of course. It was in 1913 that the 17th Amendment passed, which took the election for senator away from the county or the state legislatures and made it a popular vote by the whole state. The way our system is supposed to work is, yes, you're supposed to, you know and be aware of and actually choose your local representatives. Those local representatives are then supposed to choose the national representatives, and it's supposed to be this sort of, you know, filter system. It's not supposed to be direct democracy. We are not a democracy. We explicitly avoided being made a democracy, and I've read quotes about that. From the founding fathers, who were very aware of the dangers of democracy and deplored the political structure of democracy, said basically democracy is just it's just poison. It's just literally poison. If you're a democracy, you will inevitably and probably rapidly descend into total despotism. And it just that always happens with every democracy. So they have over the years, slowly but surely, made us more democratic, and everything's gotten worse. So I would like to get back to a Republican system. Like I say I'm a Republican, but I don't even mean I have loyalty to the Republican Party. I mean, no, I actually believe that the Republican system of government is the best system, and we should do what we can to return to being a republic, which is exactly what you're describing. Thank you very much for that call, Harrington. There's something else he said about, just like property taxes. Well, like BlackRock buying everything. You know, we played the video yesterday of the guy going, you know, when the government could have come together to stop BlackRock from buying houses, what did they do? Banned TikTok. When they could have, you know, done something to lower food prices, what do they do? Banned TikTok. I hope that Trump and the Republicans around him and just the congressmen and senators in office, you know, there's rumors right now that, that what's his name? I don't want to insult him. The ogre. John Fetterman. Thank you, Dan. Dan knows all the names that I can't remember at the time. John Fetterman may be becoming a Republican. There's rumors he's going to switch parties by the end of the week, which would be great. But I hope people are realizing, like, parties matter less now, and people are willing to cross party. You know, voters are willing to vote for the other party if they think that that party is going to serve them. It's incumbent on the Republicans not just to serve our interests, but to serve the interests of the American people by doing things that can tangibly help us. Obviously, Trump signed some orders about lowering food prices and combating inflation, and hopefully that comes to fruition from the executive orders yesterday. But doing things like stopping BlackRock from buying up houses, making it so that American families can afford houses and young people can look forward to the future of ownership and independence, that would be such a powerful thing. And not only would it just be good for America and should just be something they do anyway, electorally, it's a good strategy because you're going to get votes and people are going to, you know, want to support you if you're giving them tangible victories against these faceless corporations or government overreach that are destroying our lives. So I really am looking forward to this Trump election, hopefully leading a full-scale political realignment in America where finally the American people are fed up with having everybody else's interests served first before us. America first is such a powerful and simple idea. I really think everybody in America can get behind it if it's shown to be effective by saying, hey, look, stopping BlackRock from buying houses is an American first policy. It's for the people of America to benefit. And that's what putting America first means. And I think left and right wing can come together on that in a lot of different instances. So I'm looking very much forward to that eventuality. Let's go to Godzilla in Wisconsin, because you've been holding on for a while. Godzilla, thank you for calling in about a post-election strategy. Go ahead, Godzilla. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Yeah, I see why you're so happy today and energized because of the sword waving going on. I know you're a huge fan of swords, so I know that's in your wheelhouse.
It's a nice sword. Those naval sabers are fine blades. Cavalry sabers is what they are.
Yeah, and I think stuff like that and Elon Musk's hand salute stuff is just like a strategy, just giving the opposing side material and ammunition to go after that while they get to go do things that really matter, you know, like executive orders, you know. And I think it's going to be a common trend in the future with the strategy that we have to take in consideration, that they're going to come after us about the whole Nazi thing. It's just never going to be ending, like how you saw AOC already complaining about the rise of the new fascism, which it really isn't, and we should pay it no credence because there's more important things going on. You know, and obviously the Israel lobby is going to do that as well, because that's a common strategy from Assad and a good strategy. And I don't blame them for using it because, you know, they have to work with what they have. And I think a good angle for Trump to have a hedge on Israel is the whole Epstein saga with Epstein, because according to people who were sex slaves there, they had like rules where like they allowed all races and were racist, except you couldn't have any Jewish people, any Jewish sex slaves.
Mm.
And everyone remembers Ghislaine Maxwell's dad was part of Mossad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a common strategy used even in the U.S. government with Operation Midnight Climax and prostitutes.
Yep.
You know, to corrupt people and get leverage on people. And, like, you know, that's a whole weird thing in its own, of talk about a rabbit hole with Ghislaine Maxwell's dad. You know, when they found his body, he didn't have his brain, apparently.
Right, and he was like murdered on his yacht. He was actually a triple agent. He was actually in the intelligence agencies of the USSR, the UK, and Mossad at the same time. Also, by the way, the guy who publishes all of our textbooks. Were you aware of that? Did you know that he owned the publishing company that is to this day responsible for like 90% of the textbooks used in public schools?
Imagine that, he won the lottery, too. What are the odds of that?
Did he? Well, good for him.
Yeah, his shell company, where he was doing genetic experimentation off Zora Ranch, that whole weird rabbit hole, you know, and Ghislaine Maxwell was like a Reddit moderator.
Yeah, she was like the number one Redditor. These people are crazy, man. Yeah, so
it's like complete infiltration.
And, of course, you know, one of the reasons they hate Trump is because he didn't fall for it. You know, time and time again, they try to associate Trump with Jeffrey Epstein. They're like, his name was mentioned this many times. And then you go look at it and the girls are saying, oh, yeah, Trump, you know, I saw him at a party once and he had nothing to do with us and didn't want anything to do with us. And like, we tried to seduce him and he wouldn't fall for it. He kicked Epstein out of his club when he found out what was going on. He was the only person, according to, you know, the investigators involved, who actually, helped with the investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. So, you know, they're going to try to smear him. But, you know, one of the reasons they hate Trump is because they can't control him. One of the reasons they can't control him is because he didn't fall for their, you know, blackmail scheme. He didn't give them the blackmail that they required to keep you under control. So, you know, that's what makes him such a dangerous person. And just on the note, we'll go back to your calls on the other side. Thank you for that call, Godzilla. I still got Jefferson in Virginia, Jessica, Robert, and others to come in the final segment. But, you know, I didn't really have time to explain what I was saying about the ADL. So the ADL says about Elon Musk, they say, and this is the first time I've ever heard the ADL say something like this. They say, this is a delicate moment. It's a new day, yet so many are on edge. Our politics are inflamed and social media only adds to the anxiety. It seems that Elon Musk made an awkward gesture in a moment of enthusiasm, not a Nazi salute. But again, we appreciate that people are on edge. In this moment, all sides should give each other one another a bit of grace, perhaps even the benefit of the doubt, and take a breath. This is a new beginning. Let's hope for healing and work towards unity in the months and years ahead. Well, great. I agree. Obviously, not Elon. Elon Musk responds to that saying, thanks, guys, which is hilarious. And first of all, for the ADL to act like they have the authority to, like, grant clemency to Elon Musk, we say it's fine. He waved his hand like it's like, who the hell are you? Shut up. We don't care what you say. That needs to be the message we send the ADL. But you have to understand, if the ADL thought that they could spin this into a controversy, if they thought they could get Elon Musk to, you know, implement algorithmic changes on X in order to get them to back off, like, if they thought they could have used this salute to their benefit, they would absolutely use it. They're the most, you know, militaristic kind of organization out there. They'll take anything out of context. I mean, just go look at their list of, you know, anti-Semitic things, and it's like every number 1 through 100 is anti-Semitic. 12, yeah, that's anti-Semitic. 14, definitely very anti-Semitic. 15, I mean, are you kidding me? You might as well, you know, wear a swastika on your forehead. I mean, they take everything out of context and frame it as racist. So why are they doing it? Why are they not doing it now? Because they ran the simulation and determined it's not going to work. We can call this, you know, Nazi. We can condemn Elon Musk, and everybody's just going to laugh at us. So let's pretend to be beneficent instead.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C+. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
For listeners and viewers that have gone to thealexjonesstore.com and gotten Ultimate CMOS, which is the ultimate superfood, chock full of organic iodine and all these key vitamins and minerals, and the way God has the Irish CMOS grow, the way it all fuses together, just has incredible effects. It's right up there with hemp for just being a over-the-top superfood. Now, I've been on it for now 4 or 5 months, and the clarity, the focus, my skin, my energy, the weight loss is insane. And so, Ultimate CMOS is available at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you love that product, ladies and gentlemen, you are going to want two of the new gummy products that are in. Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Iron and Vitamin C.
Both of these powerful gummy products are available right now with a big bottle jammed right to the top with these babies. Both of these amazing formulas are now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, welcome back. Welcome back. This is the American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. Go to thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com to keep us on the air and in the fight. Might I suggest you purchase one of the incredible and frankly beautiful Battle for the Republic 2024 fight Trump Inauguration Memorial coins. It's got Trump with his fist in the air on the front. On the back, you've got 47 Donald J. Trump with his signature and the date, January 20th, 2025. I got to admit, we started selling this coin about 5 days before the inauguration, and I almost thought we were tempting fate. It was almost like, but what if something happens? What if he's assassinated? What if there's an attack? You know, I don't know. It might be sort of tempting fate to be issuing these inauguration coins before the inauguration, but that's passed. That superstition is passed. So now's the time. Commemorate not just this incredible time in history, but your participation in it and the success that we've achieved. It really is a beautiful coin. And I don't even understand how they make it look 3D like this, but I don't even know if it comes across on the camera. But the etching is like so detailed, it literally looks like a full, you know, statue of Trump somehow inside this coin. I don't know. It's just a very beautiful work of art. It's a little memento, a keepsake, and it also, of course, has the intrinsic value of being made of silver. So there's that too. And you can get it now for 20% off at thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison, so they know who sent you. Get it for as a gift for the Trump lover in your life or for yourself as a memento. Of course, not only will it remind you of this singular and unique time in human history that we are blessed enough to be a part of, but it also holds that intrinsic value of silver. Should you ever need to make use of that? Apparently, Ross Ulbricht will be pardoned in the early rounds of executive actions, according to inside White House sources. So that would be a very, very appropriate and good thing to happen. You know, I'm just trying to keep track of all of the things that Trump has done and is doing so far. My list as it stands now, and other people are making lists here. Let me see if I can find a better, you know, more complete list. Because I know there was one. First of all, since we're on the topic of January 6th, prisoners being released, teen Jackson Reffitt, who snitched on his own father to FBI, cries to CNN over January 6th pardons, says he's terrified and has bought himself a gun. Oh, good. Oh, he has a gun now. Fantastic.
For the thousandth time, that dude is such a freaking pussy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the worst person. He is the worst type of person. Testified against his own father to get him sent to jail for years because he walked around the Capitol. Texas teen who ratted out his own father to the FBI is reeling from Donald Trump's decision to pardon January 6th protesters. Jackson Reffitt, whose father, Guy Reffitt, was sentenced to over 7 years in prison for his role in the protest against the 2020 presidential election, spoke to CNN after Donald Trump announced he'd be pardoning all those involved.
"I've taken as many precautions as I could recently," Jackson said. "I've picked up a gun, I've moved, I've gotten myself away from what I thought would be a dangerous situation and staying where I thought my dad could find me or other people."
Live in fear, scumbag. Live in fear, you ugly woman.
What CNN producer dredged this guy back up, was like, "Hey, let's make this guy a hero. Let's exploit this family rift for ad space, right? Let's get some ratings." This is why CNN is tanking right now. It's because of this garbage.
Yep. And it's like, are they trying to make Trump bad? Because I'm not sure putting the fratricidal snitch as the anti-Trump guy is really going to win you a lot of support. He's somebody that, I mean, I'm not kidding. Throughout all of time and all of human history, I'm not sure you could ever find a culture that wouldn't have thrown this guy down a pit, that wouldn't have fed this guy to alligators.
I hope something bad happens to that kid.
Or like, sank him into the bog. I mean, the thing is, nothing. I don't want anything. I don't want anybody to do anything to this kid. He has cursed himself. He is cursed. Listen to what he's like. He's running away from his dad. This is a 18-year-old adult man who is like, I've moved to get away from my dad. And it's like, he's living in hell. This man's existence is I mean, look at him. Look at him. Would you want to look in the mirror? This kid has to look in the mirror every day. He has to see his own reflection looking back at him. This is torture enough. I'm against cruel and unusual punishments, and this man's existence is cruel and extremely unusual. So I want him to live forever. I want him to live forever in this state of panicked anxiety, knowing
that worm tongue guy.
He literally looks like Wormtongue. He absolutely looks like the character Wormtongue from Lord of the Rings. No culture in the history of the world would have anything but hatred and contempt and ill feelings towards somebody that sells out their own father. Okay? And the fact that our culture is celebrating this kid is a condemnation of our entire worldview at this point. Because you're right. You know, who at CNN decided this guy was a guy to come on? They are celebrating and making the hero of a child who sold out his own father. And in all of this, like, part of me wants to joke about, you know, just like, daddy's home, just Guy Reffitt with a belt, just like, whoosh, you know, because you testify against your dad. Like, I want it. But at the end of the day, it's like, you know, as a father, like, trying to think about, you know, 15 years from now, my son testifying against me and just how like heartbroken that would make. Like, I wouldn't even, it's not like the dad like wants revenge. He's probably just sad. He's probably just sad that his kid turned out this way. And he's just desperate to like get him back somehow. I don't know. I think he should be tied up in a sack and thrown into a river, but you know, I'm sure for the dad, it's not that simple. Not a big sack or anything. Yeah. Yeah, this is Guy Reffitt and his son Jackson. But no, the worst thing about it is not that a person would do this. You know, there have been evil, scumbag, fratricidal morons forever. That's nothing new in the American experience. It's the fact that CNN will platform him and will celebrate him, will act like what he did was good. And, you know, this guy's had fundraisers where people are sending him money because we live in a sick, perverted, disgusting distortion of culture that can't even really be accurately called civilization. It's really bad. It's really bad where we've gotten to.
This is CNN.
Tattle on your own father. Just disgusting. Absolutely disgusting and horrific. After 4 years of covering up Biden's dementia, President Trump shocks media by taking questions from reporters in Oval Office while signing executive orders and J6 pardons. They're shocked. Now let me find this actual. Like I said, we didn't have time where we didn't have the manpower here today to print out stories. So I'm sorry if I'm flipping through tabs here, but I did find the story. So here's a breakdown of just the first 24 hours of the Trump presidency, and before actually, some of this is before he was even president. Here's a breakdown of the above and more executive orders. TikTok. Donald Trump granted a 75-day reprieve for TikTok, delaying a ban while negotiating for national security agreements to continue. Tariffs. Donald Trump directed federal agencies to review tariffs and trade relations with China, Mexico, and Canada, hinting at imposing tariffs of up to 25% on Mexico and Canada by February 1st. January 6th pardons. Donald Trump signed in the Oval Office the full pardon of about 1,500 people for their role in the U.S. Capitol riot of January 6, 2021. It also commuted the sentences of 14 people. Border emergency. Trump declared a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border and ordered the deployment of troops to address what he called a disastrous invasion. We actually have a story videos of that, too. Clip number three here. This was amazing. This was literally like 1 minute after Trump was inaugurated. The border was shut down, and on the El Paso crossing, it's a bunch of police with their shields up. We can play it as B-roll. I mean, it was immediate. And it's one of these things that just reminds you how easy it is to actually have security and protection and a closed border. It is a literal choice. And this is the absurdity of the argument that the Democrats were making, where they were going, we tried to pass the border bill, but Trump wouldn't let him pass it, so the border is open because he wouldn't pass the bill we needed to pass. And it's, the reality is, the executive branch needed to say, close the border, and the border's closed. And it's as simple. There was no bill needed. Congress didn't vote for this to happen. It happened 1 minute after he was inaugurated because it's a choice that the executive branch can make. And they've made the choice to allow our country to be invaded by tens of millions of hostile foreigners over the last 4 years. So we still have a big problem to fix, but it's beautiful to see the border shut down immediately. And people who even had a meeting scheduled on the CVB One app, and now they're crying that they're not going to be allowed into the country. And again, I'm happy to see all the Trump supporters, you know, when presented with this, which is the most cliche, predictable thing you can ever imagine. Oh, look, a woman crying that she's not being allowed into the country. I guess we can't have a constitution anymore. I guess we can't have a border anymore. A lady cried about it. Who cares? Shut up. We know you're going to do this. And I'm glad to see the Trump supporters are just not taking the bait, not taking it seriously. The same thing as the Nazi salute thing. We have to learn this lesson. We can't take them seriously. We can't listen to them. They're going to cry no matter what. You can. It doesn't matter. 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 We just do what needs to be done, and they'll cry. That's the world that we're living in now. As long as it gets done, let them cry. Let them cry all of their tears. Cry me a river, and then I'll deport you over it. How about that? Cry me a river, and then we'll send you back to the other side of it. Home forever. Yeah, that's a woman crying. Let's go to the woman crying. Because who cares? Let's watch and let's harden our hearts. And I'll tell you what's really going on here. I think I have it as a clip somewhere. But we can just play this B-roll. We don't need to hear the wailing and the crying and the gnashing of teeth. So here's a woman in designer clothes, you know, brand new. I mean, you know, this is not some starving, desperate woman being pursued by an unfriendly government seeking asylum as a last chance. No, she's in like designer nice clothes. She's in front of a bunch of cameras clicking. She's putting on a show for everybody. The thing she's suffering under, somebody told her no. Yeah, that's what went on with her. That's what she's experiencing right now, is being told the word no. See, she wanted to come into our country. She wanted to get a check. She wanted to be flown to Philadelphia or something in order to pop out a baby and have citizenship by the back door. And then we told her no, and now she's crying. So that's what's actually happening here. Is she suffering from this? No. Did we do anything to her? No. Is something Trump did leave her, you know, in some sort of desperate situation? No, we just told her no. She said, can I come in? We said no. Now she's crying. That's where we're at. And they want us to care about her crying. I don't. I just don't. Oh, my God. She has to keep living in the country she's been living in for 45 years. Whoa. Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. No. What are we going to do? Who cares? Who cares? Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter in the slightest. I'm not about to revel in somebody crying, but again, you know, I've said it before. I always think of the same example. I always think of the same example over and over of my friend that I was roommates with in college telling me these stories about how he was late paying rent. And he's got a big sob story about, oh, man, I tried to go and like they wouldn't let me in because like they said they were closed. And I was like, but I've got my check right here. And it's like, so you were late. You messed up. You did something you weren't supposed to do. You failed to fulfill an obligation that you agreed to, and now you expect me to feel sorry for you? I don't care. I don't care. You did this to yourself. Go home, lady. Can you imagine being from a country where if you're told to stay there, you break down crying? This is so stupid. She was born there. She's a citizen there. She was raised there. She has family there. She has friends there. Go home. Go home, lady. Stop crying. Shut up. Again, just understand, as the deportations ramp up, there's going to be a lot of this stuff. And you can't fall for it. It doesn't make you a bad person to want a safe house. It doesn't make you a bad person for locking your door when you go to sleep at night. Even if there's a criminal that really wants to get in and is at your door crying because you locked your door, who cares? And that's what's happening here. There's somebody that's like trying to jimmy your window open and they realize it's locked and they're like, but I thought I was going to be able to get in your house. It's like, okay, but no, you can't. So go away. Go. I don't care. You're crying that you can't break the law and trespass on me. So what? Go away. Just go. Just cry me a river. And then I'll send you across it. That's my new motto. And I get like, I don't want to look like a jerk here. It's not like, haha, this woman's crying. It's just like, stop trying to weaponize our altruism. Stop trying to use our goodness against us. I'm going to reserve my empathy and my sympathy and my feelings for the people that are actually in my country and are being subjected to violence or sex slavery or other horrors beyond human comprehension as a result of the open border. I'm not going to shed a single tear for some fat Guatemalan lady who is crying because we told her no. Okay. She's crying because we locked our door and she wanted to break in. How sad. And I want to signal this to everybody that like this is, there's a lot of this coming, folks. It is going to be a thing from now on. It's going to be, you know, these stories of, here's just a poor, innocent child who's crying because her mother was taken away by Donald Trump. And it's, we just need to let them know it ain't going to work this time. In fact, the more you try to hijack our humanity and get us to feel sorry. Yeah, there you go. Get us to feel sorry for criminals and rule breakers and people who are just so sad they can't take advantage of us. America's not letting me exploit them. Put me on CNN.
And we say bye-bye.
That was good. That was good. I didn't expect that one. Yeah, bye-bye. Bye-bye-bye-bye. Bye. Have fun in your home country where you've lived your whole life. Sorry it sucks so much. Do something about that. We did something about our country sucking. And guess what we did? Hey, we did something about our country because we don't want it to suck. You know what we did? We kept you out. So, yeah, we elected the guy running on the promise of getting you out. So that was our move. You go home and do your own thing. Get back. I want you to be on top. I want your country to be thriving. It's like I want my neighbors. I don't want to live next door to a bunch of, you know, miserable criminals. But they don't get to come to my house because they trashed theirs. Okay. So that's the signal I'm trying to send out here is like there's going to be a lot of this. And I want to reaffirm to you God-fearing, patriotic, truth-loving info warriors out there, you do not need to feel bad about not being taken advantage of. You are not a good person for being taken advantage of. Being exploited is not an act of charity. And refusing to be exploited is not an act of cruelty. These people are trying to exploit us. They're trying to take advantage of us. They're trying to break our laws. And they're trying to hijack our humanity. They deserve utter contempt. They should be seeking asylum from us. How about that? How about we twist that around? Jefferson in Virginia, thank you very much for calling in to rain on my parade. I'll tell you right now, Jefferson's about to rain all over my big, glorious Golden Age parade. Go ahead, Jefferson. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Harrison. Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead.
New day in America.
you know, as much as I love Barron, and he's getting all this credit for getting Trump to get the youth vote by going on Theo Vaughn and Joe Rogan, he was listening to Barron, and other people were telling him the same thing that he wasn't listening to or what was refusing to listen to. Other people had the idea of going on these shows like Joe Rogan. But anyway, Barron is one day scheduled to be our emperor, apparently, even though he's not eligible to be a president yet. We need to amend Article 2. But Trump's changing the birthright citizenship 14th Amendment ruling right now with an executive order. So that's going to create a constitutional crisis, which is a good thing, because eventually the Supreme Court's going to have to rule on whether people merely being born here to people that are here on like student visas, do those people get to be citizens? Trump is saying they're not, but that will cause an issue about a whole new re-examination of the 14th Amendment and Article 2 at the same time. So I'm all for this idea that Barron should one day be our leader, but that's 17 years off at the earliest, and we have time to make a change in Article 2 based on this change in the 14th Amendment that Trump is forcing upon the immigrants right now. So.
Yeah, it is interesting. And of course, I was joking, Jefferson, but, you know, I was joking earlier about wanting Barron to be our president. Again, I hope people get when I'm being a little bit facetious or hyperbolic. I do genuinely think that Barron seems like an impressive kid, and Trump credits him largely to, you know, his media strategy, which was hugely successful. And in fact, you know, Kamala tried to mimic it and couldn't quite get it done. And that's very impressive. And other people, you know, in the know said that, you know, Barron had better instincts than the entirety of Kamala's campaign staff. So, you know, he's clearly an impressive dude. And he just gives off a good vibe. I don't know. I like his vibe, honestly. But, you know, I'm not going to vote for somebody because they stand up straight and smirk. So I'm being a bit facetious, but you're saying that because his mom was not a naturalized citizen when he was born, or wasn't a American citizen, I don't know what you're saying, but basically he's not qualified to be the president, which is fine because he's going to be emperor, because Donald Trump is going to become the first citizen, and then he'll make Barron the proconsul, and we'll establish the cursus honorum. And by the time he's 26, he will have served as Pontifex Maximus, and we'll be prepared to assume the imperial throne. We're going full Rome. We're going full Roman Empire. Glory to the Imperium. No, but thank you for that, Jefferson. And it is going to be interesting to see where this 14th Amendment battle goes, because the interpretation of the 14th Amendment as being that everybody born in America is automatically granted American citizenship was contentious from the beginning and may be reversed, and I think has to be, considering the way that we know that this is weaponized. And it's the same thing over and over. I say it every time we talk about asylum. So I'm sorry if you've heard this over and over. But the same type of thing where you go, well, back in the day when this was a frontier country and you had people coming from across the ocean in a manner which they could never really get. I mean, it'd be very hard for them to get back, right? A lot of people from Italy and stuff, I mean, they'd sell everything they owned for a ticket. They'd get to America. There was no like, I'll just go back home if this doesn't work out. Like, they were here. They were here to stay. They were Americans. They became Americans for all of time. Their generations would be American forever. And so it kind of made sense. Okay, people should just be American if they're born here. That makes sense. And it just makes things smoother and easier, and it's this new idea. But now it's been weaponized. Now you've got people waiting outside of America until they're pregnant, specifically to come into America to get the birthright citizenship, to then get themselves, you know, grandfathered in, to then get family members in, because, well, now my family member's an American citizen, so now I get a path in. And it's been weaponized and abused, so now it has to go away. So if you're in favor of it, well, then where were you when it was being abused? If you're in favor of birthright citizenship, you think that's a beautiful, amazing American thing, then where were you when it was being abused? Because you let it be abused, and now we have to get rid of it. If you think asylum is a wonderful thing that America provides to the beleaguered and downtrodden of the world, then where are you when it's a bunch of, you know, overweight Congolese businessmen coming across the border? They don't deserve asylum. So now we have to get rid of the asylum program. We have to stop the asylum program. We have to get rid of it. No more asylum. Sorry. If you like it so much, then you should have protected it. If you like asylum, then you shouldn't have allowed it to be abused to such a degree. If you like birthright citizenship, then you shouldn't have allowed it to be a backdoor golden ticket to invading our country. This is your fault that these things have to go away because you didn't protect them from abuse. So it's a glorious day. It's a wonderful day. I'm just so happy of everything that's happened so far. I can't wait to see what Trump does in the future. Thank you, everybody, for being here with us. I hope you go to thealexjonesstore.com to support us. After all, we will be here, rain, sleet, or snow, to deliver you the news and the good news of Donald Trump's glorious victory.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C plus. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. So as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.